it, thinking we get married at the mall. I said, look, you need to crawl for your ball. Come and meet me in the bathroom style and show me why you deserve to have it all.
Boss on her,
that's crack,
that's crack.
Ain't it, Jay?
Boss on her,
what she order?
What she order?
Fish fillet.
Boss on her,
your whip so cold,
whip so cold.
This whole thing.
Boss on her,
act like you ever be around me. Like this a game. Who's your girl? Grab her hand. That bitch don't wanna dance. She's my friends, but I'm in France. I'm just saying, Prince Williams ain't doing right if you ask me. Cause I was him, I would've
married Kate and Ashley.
Was Gucci my was Louis my killer? Was drugs my dealer? What's that jacket, Margiela? Doctors say I'm the illest, cause I'm suffering from realness. Got my doctors in Paris, and they going gorillas, huh?
Know what that means?
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
Boss on her, boss wanna find me. Boss on her, boss wanna find me.
Was that Cibon or ano pa yun?
It was major plema. I did it. Hold on.
Yeah, yeah, get rid of that. That's sexy. Yeah, man. Morning wood gone. That's right. Welcome to the show. It is a Tuesday morning. I hear it's raining like a mother F back home.
It's horrible.
It is hot as hell here. We cannot be further in the world today, you and I are, and further in the climate. It is absolutely dreadful again here. Another day of just immense heat. And I wish I liked the summer more than I do, because a lot of people like summer. It's like, oh, it's summertime. Woo-hoo! Rock on summer nights, dude. I hate, yeah. Bora nights, body. I am not a fan. I would rather be where you are in the rain than any day in
so
this
gloomy.
Just, oh, God, awful. I like it like that.
And it's hard to get to work for a lot of people. It's hard to wake up.
I like it because things... You have excuses for everything. Your excuse for late. Ah, bah, what do you want me to do? We're all late. You have excuse for being sad. Oh, it's just a thing. You have excuse for being sick. There's excuses for everything. You have excuse to be emo. That's right. I love it. It's fantastic. 631-0899 is our phone number if you want to call us. By the way, get yourself on the radio. My name is Mo. That there is Susie. We are worldwide on Magic899.fm. So whatever the climate is in whatever part of the world you are, I hope you're enjoying your morning, your afternoon, your evening, whatever it may be. We are also, of course, nationwide on Killer Bee. So good morning to the provinces. It might not be raining where you guys are. So good times. And, yeah, Magic89.9 for everybody in Metro Manila. Yeah, you know, well, let me ask you, where do you want to go in the world, Susie? I'm not saying it's odd that you don't travel, but I know you don't travel very much. Where would you like to go in the world? You've never been here to the U.S.
Is this something
you want to do?
Yes, just for the shopping. The last, like, exotic place I've been to was, I went on a cruise to Europe. That was fun. I want to do that again.
Oh, you went to Europe. Oh, well, then you're fine. Then you've done some traveling. And traveling is so important, though.
Yes,
well,
I
Europe's
agree.
Plenty. And traveling is so important. Nothing really puts your country and your government in perspective than traveling. I've read this somewhere. I forgot some famous writer kind of wrote something in a sense where it really makes you look at your home, your president, in a different manner. You know, just the government alone. Like, when you go to another country, you're like, oh, my God, so this is what it's like when you don't have a crappy government. And then you come home, and then you start getting excited about doing things for your country because I want to be just like that other country. I mean, aside from enjoying the sights, aside from experiencing different kinds of food, people, culture, weather, and all that stuff, it really does get you excited about changing things and about your government, about your president, about just the way the system works around your area by traveling.
At least so for, you know, the first couple of days that you're back, yeah, you're all excited, you want to make a change, and then you see the basura, you see the traffic, you hear the corruption.
But that's what's going to make you want to change it. That's it's like, you're like, damn it, man, I just came from Hong Kong, and it's just an hour away flight, and they've got it going on, something special over there, and I want to, you know, it's kind of like that, you know? When you look around the dirt, you're like, hey, okay, we could fix this. Anyway, big news today. The big news, of course, well, not shocking, but I guess it's all over the internet, all over your Twitter. Anderson Cooper of CNN admitted he was gay. He is likely now the most powerful gay guy, openly gay guy in broadcasting, probably, just because he's Anderson Cooper.
Yes.
I mean, the guy's big time. And I'm really happy for him because we all knew he was gay.
Yeah,
I mean, everybody
did.
Who knows. Mm-hmm. I've seen Anderson Cooper here in New York, and he's with his boyfriend, and he's really gay.
What's like, the boyfriend look like?
He's handsome. He kind of looks like Anderson Cooper. I don't know what his name was. Like, it's Anderson Cooper. That's probably his boyfriend. Whatever. It's Anderson Cooper. You know, it's like that. Because, you know, he never really knew he was gay. But, okay, let's say that Anderson Cooper is the most powerful gay guy in broadcasting. How about in other fields of society? Who's the big gay guy in business? And I'm talking locally, Philippines, or internationally. Who's the big gay guy in business?
Here, is there anyone that's, like, really open about it? I don't think so.
Yeah, dude. Who? The guy with the perfume. The one with the douche with his billboards are has face with that stupid smile. What's
he's
his name
been
again?
Here. Joel.
Is it Joel
that
Cruz?
Guy.
That's a powerful dude, man. As irritating and douchey and self-centered as all of those billboards of his face, the guy's got a lot of money.
Well, what does he do aside from perfume?
That's it. It's just the perfume. But he makes so much money. I don't know if he's truly the most powerful gay guy in business, but he would have to be up there. The guy rakes it in. Like, I remember we used to talk about him when I was on the show there in Manila and, like, in his house in Tagaytay or something like that. You know what the Mount Rushmore is? There's, like, a mountain being carved out with the faces of the great U.S. presidents. He bought a place... and he has face carved into it. Big wall. Oh my God, man. The guy's got it going on. I mean, he drives a Cadillac Escalade. I don't know if you guys know what that kind of car is. It's a baller car, big SUV. Mm. You see it every now and then. You see it a lot here in the U.S., obviously, because it's a Cadillac. But in the Philippines, it costs a lot of money to bring that baby in there. And he removed the part that says Escalade. You know, in the car in the back, he removed it. You know, the little emblem or whatever, and it says Joel Cruz.
No, this guy is extremely self-absorbed.
He's so self-absorbed. It's crazy, but you know, he's not a bad human being when you talk to him and stuff like that. He's just a little bit of a douchebag because of the whole. He's on the car. He's on the face of all his billboards. He's got this stupid smile that he uses. Oh, it's hilarious.
And then if you come back, he's really nice. We got a call from.
He's
Patty.
A nice guy. He is.
Who she thinks is the most powerful gay man in Pinoy showbiz. Is that what this is, Patty?
Yeah, well, no. I'm going to get to showbiz. Yeah, I'll take Patty in 2 seconds here. Mm-hmm. I want to know who's the most powerful gay guy in sports, in showbiz, mm-hmm. in fashion, in business.
Oh, fashion is going to be hard.
In government.
Oh, government is going to be scary.
It all. Bring it all. Let's go. Patty, what's up?
Hi, Patty.
Good morning.
Hi, love. Go ahead, hon.
Yeah, I think the most openly gay guy that is quite making it big in broadcasting is Boya Bunda.
Agreed.
Yeah, agreed. Solid choice. He would be our Anderson Cooper equivalent. That's a very good point. I mean, you can take, say, a Vice Ganda as your most powerful showbiz personality, perhaps. But then, like, TV broadcaster style, it had to be Boy Bunda.
And
I don't even know.
He has what?
Right, that is.
Credibility.
I mean, he's Boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, Boy locks it down. He is our Anderson Cooper.
Endorsements, everything.
If you would have to put one up. Mm-hmm. Right, totally. All right, thanks for the call.
Yes,
all right,
Patty.
Bye.
Bye, hon. Over Twitter, people are saying for fashion, it has to be Rahul or else. Well, thank you to Rui for that.
I'm going to go Brian Boy. I'm going to go Brian Boy. because Brian Boy's on freaking Top Model. I mean, that's you don't top that. I mean, Rajo's outstanding. I mean, he does a lot of great stuff. But that Brian Boy dude, man.
But what does he do really? I mean, is he a designer?
He's a blogger.
Yeah,
well,
he is.
I think he's a blogger.
He is a blogger.
And then just became... But, like a judge or something like that on the Top Model. I don't know what the hell he does. I mean, you don't watch the show,
but
I would have to put him as top gay guy in fashion.
Wow.
I don't know. If you disagree with me, you feel free to call because this is a part of culture or society that I know nothing about when it comes to fashion. You see me dress. I'm horrible at it. But while Rahul, yes, is a very big time name, I gotta go with Brian Boy.
But contribution wise, what has he contributed?
I don't know. I don't know what Rahul has contributed.
Well, he's a designer with actual works, you know.
Works. Well, I don't know.
We are not fashion experts.
I know about right. Gay guy in sports.
Okay, I don't know. Who? The only person I can think of right now in the NBA was what's his face? John Amici. And I don't think he's powerful at all.
John Amici of Utah. No.
I remember him from Magic.
He was a jazz player. Yeah.
He was? Okay.
He was, I think so. He was a Magic. But he was a jazz player.
Openly
I'm thinking
gay,
as well.
I think guy. Who else?
Big time gay guy in sports. Is there one?
No, I don't think so.
Give me one for government.
I don't want to.
See and I go. Come on.
Government.
We've got a couple senators. I'll tell you right now.
Stop it.
And I've seen it. We've got some big time gay guys. Well, okay, fine. You know that these guys are never going to come out, though. Like the senator guys who are gaying
the ones we know about.
The show.
Yeah.
You know these guys are. Right. But I want to ask you, is it mandatory? And somebody tweeted this. It was a good question. Is it mandatory for celebrities to come out about being gay? To publicly say, listen, I'm homosexual. You guys have to know because ang dami naman sa showbiz, diba na we all know are homosexual. We all know they're gay guys, but they don't say a word about it. And if you bring it up, they're going to beat you up, or they're going to have their family members beat you up and stuff like that. Why is it? Do you feel like it's mandatory for celebrities to come out just like Anderson Cooper did today and tell everyone they're gay? Is it mandatory?
It's their business.
631-0899.
For me, I don't think so.
Yes, but their business is our business. You know? Remember, it's different when you're selling products and when the product is yourself. When the product is yourself, then I feel like there's a little bit you have to share more than the common person. And that's how I've always felt about show business, including myself. Like, when something is going on in your life, and while the other people have, say, a right to privacy and all of these things, as a celebrity, you kind of don't because you've been selling yourself as your product to everyone. And in that, you have a responsibility to give a little bit more about yourself to the public because they're your customers.
To a certain extent, I do agree, especially like the matinee idols that girls like die for. Go on with the girls who believe that they actually do have a chance. The delusional ones.
Well, a lot of girls liked Anderson Cooper before he was becoming more obvious and obviously gay. I don't think so, because it's not like you girls had a chance with that guy anyway. It's like, why would you feel bad if blank matinee idol finally admits that he's gay? Why would you feel bad? You had zero chance with him.
Because why?
Because they were selling themselves. That's right. You were selling me. So sell me the truth about you through and through, all of it, because I'm your customer. I buy your products. I take my time to watch you.
Well,
so because they're selling their person into the public as a whole, everything about them should be known. I don't know if you agree. Let's go to the calls, though. We got a lot of people on the phone.
Hi, Michael. Good morning.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I just want to say about the gay guy. For business, for me, it's
No. Oh, okay. Sure. Is he gay?
Is he openly gay?
I don't know.
But everyone knows that he's gay.
Allegedly.
Right? Yeah.
In Michael's DMs in my dream.
I would. Yeah, I had a dream once that a guy who puts billboards of balls and ass all over the city was probably homosexual in my dream.
Is he, though? Because I've seen him in, like,
Is he married first? I don't want to ruin his family if he was married. Is he married? Does anybody know?
Would you know, Michael?
Everyone knows about it.
But is he married?
I'm not sure if he's married, but he has a partner. I see him in Greenbelt with...
Oh, he has a partner.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I guess it's...
Is it a dude?
Yeah, it is a dude.
Yeah.
People on Twitter.
Well, then
everyone's gonna admit it, but everyone knows about it.
He's extremely powerful. He is.
Yeah,
he is. Is he? It's a clothing line.
It is Bench. Yep. Well, he's more powerful than Brian Boy.
Is he more powerful than my beloved Joel Cruz with the Mount Rushmore house?
Yeah, more powerful than Joel Cruz.
How dare you?
Has freaking perfume.
Joel Cruz's car.
Who buys his car?
This is the Cruz Glade on the back. It's awesome. Ben doesn't have that. He's got athletes. All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Michael. Wait,
let me ask you though. Let me ask Michael, is it mandatory for celebrities to come out about being open, about being gay, to tell people openly?
Damn it, he's gone.
Oh, we lost
him. Let's have another call about that. Hello, good morning.
You know what? I'm going to answer that question.
Okay, who's this first?
You're in showbiz, you know, you sell yourself, right? You sell your personality. You're a brand.
Mm-hmm. So, you're a brand, yes.
If you're going to live a lie, then you're, you know, parang... Tugi yung public kasi niloloko mo sila, right? You are selling what you're not. Especially if you're an action star.
Exactly.
I mean, di ba kapag gay ka, I mean, close the game, then you're an action star and a lot of kids would emulate you and then kung yung mga lalaki, syempre, mga tampay sa kato, beat of color, you know, parang kasing-kasing ni black person. And then all of a sudden, they learn that you're gay. Parang, and you know, they feel robbed.
And here's the thing, though.
I do not.
What?
All right.
What?
Let me ask
that
you this. Let me bring this up. No, it also encourages people to be okay with being gay. You know, I mean, we're in a very gay-friendly country, so we probably don't need it as many as other countries do. But when your idol says, "Oh, listen, I'm openly gay," it gay guys who kind of get ridiculed. All of a sudden, they might not get ridiculed as much. Or people who are, like, in the closet and want to come out and don't have the support system, they can kind of get that inspiration from their idol who says, hey, listen, no need to be, embarrassed by it. I'm openly gay. And you know, it brings hope to a lot of people. It brings hope to people who might be a little bit narrow-minded, and they'll say, hey, listen, it's okay because blank guy's gay, and he's... Anderson Cooper's freaking powerful dude, man. He brings the news. He goes to the wars. He comes back. You know what I mean? That's awesome. If I was narrow-minded, maybe I might like gay people more because Anderson Cooper now says he's gay. And if you're a gay guy, you're like, wait a minute, this guy came out. People still love him. People embrace him. I think that same thing can happen to me. So it works both ways in terms of, yes, you're selling your person, but at the same time, you also bring hope. You also encourage people that to be okay with it more and more.
Exactly, dude. You know, for me, there's just one group that like alienate against gay, you know, of course, the religious people. But other than that, it's you take them out of the equation, everything's going to be okay. Like, but for me, if you're gay, so what?
Okay, I mean, what if they lose work because of it, though? Especially the bulky ones.
That's against the law.
But it will happen. In a perfect world, people will still hire them as
Susie, really? Okay, let's take a very popular matinee idol that everybody thinks is gay. If he says today, I'm gay, guys, would you think that everyone's going to be like, okay, well, we're not going to hire you anymore? Of course not. Why? Because everybody knows already.
No, but you know, it's different if you come out and say it. You know, people are still hoping that maybe it's not true.
About an action star?
Who's this?
In terms of being an action star. Well, yeah.
Well, no, not just action star. Even like my leading man.
No, you know, if you are a good actor and you're a good actor...
It doesn't work that way here. I wish it did, but you know it doesn't. It works that way in the States. You got Neil Patrick Harris playing Barney, who's like the peanut chick boy guy in the world, but it doesn't work that way here.
Sure.
Yun lang talaga.
Well, it's going to take a huge personality to do something about it and to open up and say it. That's why you admire the Anderson Coopers of the world and stuff like that. It's like, hey, listen.
Yes.
I'm gonna go out and say it, whatever. So anyway, thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Point, you know, I got the point. You need to be a versatile actor. You know, you have to rebrand yourself if you came out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Fair enough. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Thank you, sir. You want to talk to Eric? Let's talk to Eric over here.
Sure.
6310899. Good morning, Eric.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Go ahead, sir.
Hi. Regarding what the other guy said.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, you're selling yourself, right?
Yes.
But if you act in a movie, it's not really you. I mean, you're portraying a character, or say in a teleserie. That's not you. So I mean, if you're gay in your real life, you can still play as a straight guy in a movie or in a teleserie. So.
Yeah, but would people watch it though? You know, I mean, a lot of people are very shallow here. I would still watch it. You know, I am a Becky princess, but there are a lot of like what he said, like what he brought up, the religious groups. Magrarally yan sa harap ng cinema na wag panoorin yung pelikula.
Really? But what are you talking about? Vice Ganda has the number one movie of all time, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, he's already openly gay. You know, if merong isa na nagtaga.
So, but I don't see church rallies outside of his freaking movies.
But okay, if it were someone that has been hiding it for a while, people would be like, "Hey, ano ba yan?" You know.
No, I don't think so.
Really?
I think you're right in one thing. I think you're right in one thing, saying that okay, maybe people won't be so excited about because love team ang kultura natin when it comes to these showbiz things. Oh, the love team. Even we obviously know that some of these love teams are not really in love, but you know, they have to pretend
knows,
that
yes.
they are because the audience believes it, even though the guys are retards to believe that that's true. That's what I think where you might see where you're right, where you might see a little bit of. A risk involved there with that, but you know, in terms of people rallying and stuff like that, I think we're so super gay as really as a culture. I think we're so like engrossed and embracing that whole thing that it's completely fine if somebody did do it. But yeah, he might lose a little bit of work, but whatever.
He will lose a lot of work. I have person in mind, and I'm thinking like, yeah, he will lose a lot of work. I wish it was.
Thanks for the caller. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Eric. Bye, buddy.
All right.
Another call.
Bye-bye.
You want to take
Anne? All right. Let's take one more and we gotta go. Yeah.
Anne,
good morning.
Good morning, Anne.
Hi. Hey, I just want to say something about the topic that leading men should be openly honest about it and be really gay. Because when you try to sell a product, if you don't say what the defect is,
yeah.
It's like that.
Defect? How insulting. How about calling it ingredients instead of defect, all right? How about that? Defect's a little strong of a word.
Say you're gay. If you're not honest about it, that's how I feel. And I feel that they're actually fooling the fans that they're straight, especially, you know, when it comes to action movies, if they're really the star in it.
Meron bang action star in the closet that I don't know of? I apparently do not know that
listen,
a lot of people are gay.
Okay. All right. Okay, hold on. When it comes to your question, and put her down real quick because she's background's noise a little loud. That's what she said. I've heard. Now, this is not your chismis na, oy, balita ko na ganito, ganito. This is like full on, like, I heard, like, from the guys who were involved in it,
okay.
That the great big chunk of leading men and action stars, all the way from say the 80s, 90s to now, have all had gay benefactors at one time or another.
Oh, yeah, yes.
I'm not gonna say all, let's just say about 85%.
Especially the ones that got into hirap, yeah.
Right, I remember John Lapos was on the show and I asked him how many guys, leading men, have had gay benefactors. He's like, 85%, 90%.
That's a huge number.
So think about the top 10 leading men right now in our business. Mm-hmm. 9 of them
have had
gay benefactors at one time or another.
That's crazy.
Just one dude, nagiging isa lang, what's going on here?
Okay, do we consider them gay? Diba, hindi naman ba din yan pumapato lang? Diba, there's always that line.
Yes, I see where that is. My thing is, the moment the wang crosses the butt plane, it is gay.
What if it's just kapit sa patalim and they have no choice?
There's always a choice.
Or they feel like they don't have a choice.
I say gay. But there's nothing wrong with that. This is just saying. Let's take a break now. Thanks, Anne, for the call.
Thanks,
appreciate it.
Thanks, bye.
Bye, love.
All right. It is 6:52 here on this Tuesday morning, rainy Tuesday morning, if you're on the road.
Tuesday
so
morning.
Hard, what? Class is, like, canceled, or what's going on?
I don't know. What did Mia say?
For this.
What did
Mia said there's no school. If you're on your way to school right now, now this is Mia of the Magic Morning Show and also confirmed by Susie of the Magic Morning Show that if you are in the high school or college level throughout Metro Manila, except Makati, there is
except
no school today. Yeah, because Makati always has their own little thing. There's no school today. You can turn around and head home immediately.
Please go to school, kids.
And that
do
is
not
from
believe a word
a KBB
this
broadcaster,
says.
Licensed broadcaster, Susie,
lies.
And Mia, all the way from the U.S., tweeted it saying that, yes, that there's no school today, so go home. All right,
go
take
to
a
school.
Break. Back after Chill. This. See you in a few minutes. Don't go away.
Good times in the morning.
Good times.
Live in New York, Mo Twister, with Susie and Mia in the Philippines.
Para ma-achieve ang dreams mo, dapat laging balikan ng mga sinasabi ni Mommy.
Aral na mabuti at sipag sa research. O, huwag magsayang ng oras sa labas ng bahay, ha? Kaya tayo may sariling internet connection.
Ang Mybro!
799 monthly lang. As low as 26 pesos a day lang. Unlimited na. Widest coverage kayo maaasahan.
Kahit sa inyo, mga bro, may bilin si Mommy.
Go to any smart store or accredited PLDT home seller now or call asterisk 1888 from your smart cell phone for inquiries.
Basta Mybro, dito tayo at home.
Never na akong manalo-nalo. Sa sports, sa girls, sa contests. Yung marathon, hindi pa nagsastart, sabi nila. Last na ako.
Aww.
Yung crush ko, nawang sagot. Wala pa naman ako tinatanong.
Hey, ay nako, tama na yan. Para sureman ka, mag-lunch ka sa Greenwich.
With Greenwich, overloaded lunch meals, instant price deals.
Ang sarap na ng meals mo, sureman ka pa with gadgets and more.
Ha? Busog na sa lunch, pwede pang magka-MacBook.
Woo! Sure winner!
Greenwich, favorite ng barkada.
Available 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays from June 11 to July 31, 2012 for DTI NCR permit number 3595 series of 2012.
You're rushing all the time?
Hello, Pat. Sorry, I'm on my way. Patating na ako, traffic's been bad all day. Hey, gotta go. Sige na bro, mahal ng tawag na to.
I'm tired of rushing. Too smart. I'm moving. Take your sweet time. We're trying it under 40. Now we can be steady cause they're trying to be loved. It's now only. Only calls and smart talk and text and son. Only text. Only Facebook. Now there's no need to rush. Smart's got a leap for us. Text TRIMED 42-2949. Smart. Live more.
Promo until September 22. Per DTI NCR permit number 5362, series of 2012. See posters for details.
The Golden Gate Bridge, the Sydney Opera House, the Great Wall of China, the Taj Mahal. Traveling the world? That's priceless. Use your MasterCard and get a chance to win 1 million Mabuhay miles with every $50 spent when traveling abroad or shopping online. Promotion period is from May 1st to August 31st, 2012. Visit MasterCard.com/SEA for details today. Terms and conditions apply. That's MasterCard. That's priceless. Per DTI NCR permit 3194 series of 2012.
Gaano karami ang mararating ng isang full tank? Bahay, traffic, school, office, office, traffic, bahay, mall, sine, grocery.
Pag naka-petrol, extra unloaded every day. May extra additives para extra efficient at extra clean ang makina. May extra mileage, kaya extra tipid at maraming mararating sa extra special weekends.
Toy store, lolo't lola, amusement park, highway, beach.
Petron extra unloaded. Go the extra miles. Drive safely.
Para ma-achieve ang dreams mo, dapat laging balikan ng mga sinasabi ni Mommy.
Aral na mabuti at sipag sa research. O, huwag magsayang ng oras sa labas ng bahay, ha? Kaya tayo may sariling internet connection.
Ang Mybro!
799 monthly lang. As low as 26 pesos a day lang. Unlimited na. Widest coverage kaya maaasahan.
Kahit sa inyo, mga bro, may bilin si Mommy.
Go to any smart store or accredited PLDT home reseller now or call asterisk 1888 from your smart cell phone for inquiries.
Basta Mybro, dito home.
Carmina and family for Enervon.
Sa work todo, sa house todo, ako pagka magkasakit ako. Energear, Energard. School todo, sa sports todo, ako baka magkasakit ako. Energear, Energard.
Kakatodo namin, baka sakit ang balik. Kaya I take Enervon. And for my kids, Enervon Zero. May Energear, gives todo energy. Energard, guards against sakit.
Energear.
Get free McDonald's treats with specially marked Enervon tab and syrup packs at Mercury Drug. Promo until August 2012 for DOH FDA permit number 0321 series of 2012. Multivitamins is the generic name of Enervon.
Sanmig Strong Ice and Sports 5 present PXC 31. Fast rising Filipino MMA star Chris Hampo, the Slugger Kid Pitugin, takes on PXC Bantamweight champion Justin the Shocker Cruz for the PXC Bantamweight title live at the Inara Sports Arena, Capitolio, Pasig City on July 14, 7 p.m. Or catch it via satellite at 9 p.m. on Active on IPC 13. PXC 31. The exciting action. Tickets available at SM Tickets 470-2222 or Ticket World 891-9999.
Have you heard about Sun's BlackBerry Social Plan 600? It comes with unlimited Sun calls.
Wow.
Unlimited Sun texts.
Wow.
Unlimited BBM.
Wow.
Unlimited Facebook.
Wow.
Unlimited Twitter.
Wow.
Unlimited BlackBerry browsing.
Wow.
And you know what's best about this plan? It's only 600 pesos a month.
Wow.
Say wow to Sun with BlackBerry Social Plan 600. Six only services plus a free BB Curve 8520 for only 600 pesos a month. Get the best ever BlackBerry plan from Sun now.
Win a pickup every week in the coolest promo from Caltex. Cool road trip getaway with Isuzu D-Max. For every 500 pesos worth of Caltex fuel and or lubricant products, you can get a chance to drive home on Isuzu D-Max with 20,000 pesos worth of Caltex fuel and Ice Age 4 movie goodies. Just register through text or via online to join. Visit caltex.com/ph for more information. So drive to Caltex and experience the cleaning power of Caltex with Tecron. Watch Ice Age 4 Continental Drift in cinemas. See posters and print ads for details. Per DTI NCR permit number 3741, series of 2012. Promo runs from July 1 to September 9, 2012.
TGI Friday celebrates 4th of July with a big bang. Our best-seller chicken fingers, now only 99 pesos for one day only. Don't miss this one-day treat on July 4. Head to a TGI Friday's branch near you. See posters and ads for details.
Free DTI permit number 4155, series of 2012.
Noon, when you go online,
always in a hurry!
Pero ngayon,
always on Twitter, always on chat, always on Facebook.
Because for less than 10 pesos a day, pwede ka na magpa-check-check ng online life mo anytime you want with Smart Broadband. Always on 299.
Always online.
Text on space 299 to 2200. Go online and be social and enjoy 300 MB of data for 30 days. Visit store.smart.com.ph for more info.
Suddenly I see it, bigla na lang I hear it, it's wonderful. Oh, there's no time to waste, it's so good that I can taste it, it's wonderful.
By new Nescafe 3-in-1 Creamy Latte. Creamy white coffee that's Nescafe 3-in-wonderful.
Ang momon, pag dinagdagan ng butter,
mas yummy!
Pag dinagdagan ng dalawang libre,
uy, mas sulit!
Red Ribbon Butter Momon Value Pack. Buy 8, get 2 free. Dagdag sulit! Red Ribbon Butter Momon Value Pack. Buy 8, get 2 free.
Bili na!
Anong nangyari?
Tumawag si Joey kay Bea.
Tapos?
Binagsaktan ni Bea si Joey.
Tapos?
Nag-text si Joey ng sorry.
Tapos?
Eh di tapos. Tapos na sila.
Ha? Huh?
Di umabot text ni Joey eh. Bitin sa load.
Ano?
Di sana tapos ang love story kung di bitin ang load. Mag-Sun 10 peso call and text combo. Ngayon, mas pinalakas at pinatindi pa. With 40 texts to other networks. May 10 minutes Sun calls at 40 Sun texts. 10 pesos lang. Valid for one day. Kompletong load? Buong kwento. Text CTC 10 to 247. Per DTI NCR permit number 9635, series of 2011. Promo extended until July 15, 2012. Is approved by DTI NCR. See print ads for more details.
The Golden Key.
Gate Bridge, the Sydney Opera House,
the Great Wall of China,
the Taj Mahal.
Traveling the world? That's priceless. Use your MasterCard and get a chance to win 1 million Mabuhay miles with every $50 spent when traveling abroad or shopping online. Promotion period is from May 1st to August 31st, 2012. Visit MasterCard.com/SEA for details today. Terms and conditions apply. That's MasterCard. That's priceless. Per DTI NCR permit 3194 series of 2012.
You know, it's true what they say. The best things in life are free.
Like
friends.
Like
photos.
Like
sharing.
Like
updates. Now you'll like Facebook even more on any Java phone because it's free with Smart. Send FB to 211 to download the Java app. Like me?
Free with Smart only until July 8. Log on now. Smart. Live more. Per DTI NCR permit number 3532, series of 2012.
Alam mo ba, last night, I dreamt na lumalangoy ako sa sobrang daming shirts, pants, and dresses. Tapos, may mga shoes at bags na lumilipad. Tapos, may mga nagbo-bloom na flowers na may pearls sa loob, at rainbow na gawa sa earrings, necklaces, at rings. Bongka talaga! Tinatawag ka na ng Green Hills Shopping Center.
If you can dream it, you can find it at Green Hills Shopping Center.
TGI Friday celebrates 4th of July with a big bang. Our bestseller, Chicken Fingers, now only 99 pesos for one day only. Don't miss this one-day treat on July 4. Head to a TGI Friday's branch near you. See posters and ads for details.
Pre-DTI permit number 4155, series of 2012.
You spend a fortune on educating your children. Why waste money on inferior printing that doesn't help their work shine? HP Ink Advantage offers our lowest cost per page and our lowest original ink price. Now affordable, HP quality printing starts at only 390 pesos per cartridge for up to 600 pages. HP Ink Advantage equals A+. Search Ink Advantage or visit your nearest IT stores. Suggested retail price only.
Login forward.
Post retweet.
Comment share.
Tag delete.
Search refresh.
Login friend.
Cope.
Link. Report
resend.
Follow. Pin. Share. Subscribe.
Block.
Cope. Tag reply.
Invite. Decline. Check in. Check out.
Reblog.
Attach update.
Log out.
Dependable connection.
They're never apart.
High speed internet.
From Smart.
Smart. Live more.
Last few questions. Famous eyewear in a movie about pilots.
Aviator shades.
Signature color of a legally fun movie.
Hot pink.
For those who like fashion and movies, there's a new Citibank Rewards card. The only credit card that gives you shopping rebates. Plus free movie passes anywhere, including online purchases.
And now for the win. Fashion accessories of Charlie Chaplin.
Hat and cane.
You got it.
The new Citibank Rewards card. Apply now. Call 423-3000 or visit citibank.com.ph.
Right now, my address book does not exist. My inbox is vaporizing. My spreadsheet is my couch. My timesheets are so yesterday. Right now, my best friend is myself and Big Mac meal.
Me time is meal time. For Mac delivery, dial 86236. You may also log on to macdelivery.com.ph. No minimum order required. Mac delivery is 24/7.
Ngayon, mas marami ng kakwentuhan with the new SunText Unlimited 300. Text all you want and enjoy more talk time to the three big networks. My 3 hours of Sun calls and 2 hours of calls to Sun, Smart, and Talk and Text. That's 5 longer hours of kwentuhan. Plus, may unlimited SunText ka pa and 500 texts to other networks. Sulit for only 300 pesos. Valid for 30 days. To enjoy SunText Unlimited 300, simply text TU300 to 24. You may also avail of SunText Unlimited 300 via SunExpress Load. Promo runs until August 31, 2012. Pre-DTI NCR permit number 4174 series of 2012.
Good times in the morning.
Good times.
Live in New York.
Mo Twister.
With Susie and Mia in the Philippines.
Can I save you from you?
break and end up like before.
I swear I always fall for your time, yeah, for your time. Tell me why I always fall for your time, yeah, for your time.
Look, dress hanging off your shoulder, barely sober. Telling me how you moving away and starting over. Girl, quit playing, you just drunk, you just saying shit. And oh, you dance, dance like how, like ballet and shit. Oh, wait, no, I get it, girl, I'm with it. I've been down this road before and yeah, I skid it, but forget it, damn, damn. I wonder why I never learned my lesson. It's feeling like it's second chance and it's the first impression. And I heard there's nothing new except for someone new. But how you supposed to find the one with anyone who come with you? Talking to myself, but I never listen. Cause man, it's been a while, and I swear that this one's different. That's why I'ma take you anywhere you wanna go. Let you meet my friends so they can lecture me again about how reckless I have been. And I'm slowly running out of all the time that I invested, making all the same mistakes, and I'm just trying to correct it. And I fall.
Listen to world-famous Magic 89.9 at 7:11 here on this Tuesday morning, 3rd of July. How are you guys doing? I hope you guys are having a good time on the show. We are at hour number two right now. My name is Mo. That there is Susie. No Mia. She should be back very shortly tomorrow on the program, though. Good stuff, man. We're going to have Mocha here taking off her clothing again with zebra panty as we do another strip spelling bee. I don't know if I'll change up the game and maybe not do strip spelling bee, do strip something else. But tomorrow, nudity will prevail, and we'll see. You know, look, do me a favor. Don't do the zebra panty tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to wear something different. No! Okay, that's so uncomfortable.
Please.
I hate that.
I just take one for the team, man.
It's so
listen, I play sports. I have to put a cup on my
genitals.
Comfortable, but I do it for the team. I do it for the team, dear. Come on, team back tomorrow, please. Hey, listen, don't lose. Don't lose, and you'll be fine.
I don't think
lose,
I own one. Because
buy
it's so
one. Buy one today, please.
What?
Go to Forever 21, and I'm sure that they have a sale coming up, don't they?
Yes,
get yourself
they do.
A tea bag. Throw the puppy on there, and tomorrow on the show, you know, if you get to that point, tea bag a baby.
Oh my God.
Yes.
It's
yes.
Gonna be so cold, yes. And the booth yes. Smells like cat pee, and this tea chair is dirty. Tony sits on this chair.
Yeah, put a mat on there. Put like some sort of like newspaper and a bante or whatever. Just sit on it.
Oh my God.
Take back, baby. You know, you're the best. You're the, that's like, you're a gamer, man. You're a gamer. That Grace Lee, she would run out the door. You are a gamer. You know how to play this game. Good for you.
Ayoko mo, ano ba?
Teabag tomorrow? Zebra teabag. Leopard teabag. Leopard teabag tomorrow. Hashtag bottom hand. Number one trending topic on Twitter. Leopard teabag.
Let me think about it.
Okay,
have you ever worn a thong?
I take that as a yes.
It feels horrible.
No.
It's like a perma wedgie.
No, I have not. Yeah.
Forever.
But hey, listen, you guys do it. Heels. Wearing heels is uncomfortable.
I'd
you guys
rather
do it
wear
anyway.
Heels
it's part of being,
for the rest
sure
of my life than wear a tea
what?
Bag for
these
a day.
Are things. These are things that you females do because you want to feel taller, sexier, look like you're not wearing any underwear or whatever the hell it is. That's part about being. That's you're a girl. Do it.
It is.
Hashtag just saying. Hashtag leopard tea bag. Come on, love. All right, tomorrow, Mocha. And Zebra
I'll go shopping.
Ready. Yes.
If
all
I
right.
find one,
here
that's
we go.
Good.
Anyway,
okay.
Mm-hmm. We got, speaking of shopping, tell us more. We've got some sales out there running
away. Oh, yeah. Oh, Forever 21, happy anniversary to them. They celebrated it yesterday. But this whole week, if you guys go there with your Forever 21 MasterCard and your BDO rewards card, you will enjoy even more discounts. And for a single receipt purchase of 3,000 pesos, they give you a cute 4G flash drive in the shape of the Forever 21 shopping bag. So please do check it out. It's M14. I want to thank also everyone over there at Hair Shaft Salon and Podium. Thank you for taking care of me. You guys are awesome. Check out their Brazilian blowout. You never have to blow dye your hair again. There you go. Thank you very much.
There was one time where I think Kuya Germs could have been the most powerful guy in broadcasting.
Yeah. Or in showbiz.
That would be a solid choice.
Yeah, he discovered like half of the, you know, half of the showbiz industry who are in their 30s right now. Everyone came from him.
I wonder if he'll say it one day. He's never said it, you know?
But he's sort of like Anderson Cooper where everyone knows. Who's his boyfriend? I always see him in
the, that's a very interesting question.
In the Green Hills area.
What? Well, listen, hey, we'll talk about that off air. All right, let's get to some phone calls here. Hey, our phone number, 631-0899 if you want to call us. We're nationwide at 1-810-KILLER-B. Thank you all people listening around the world on Magic899.fm. Topic.
Mm.
Here we go.
Not excited for this.
This is a little gross. It's a little gross, but I've been keeping this one for a while here, and I wanted to share it with you finally today. The topic, I'll just go out and say it, and then I'll give you examples and stories. Excuses you've made for jizz. In every boy's life, there comes a time, whether it be daily or every other day, where you have at yourself. Yeah, you know this, Susie, right? You're a guy. If you're a guy, you know, you have at yourself. You know, put your hands and you diddle-dabble-ear-diddle-doodle there. And sometimes you have to put the produce of that, you have to put it somewhere, obviously. Yeah, whatever you produced. Yeah, the produce of your own manhood, you have to fire that out somewhere. Sometimes people just fire it on the curtains, just fire it on the carpet, fire it on a t-shirt, fire it on a dirty laundry, and then you put it away. The problem is people find it, and they go, what's this? And then you have to come up with an excuse. I want to know, at 631-0899, in your time, what are some of the excuses you've made for jizz?
This is so gross. Breakfast.
I've used it all. I mean, you know, my dog slobbers everywhere. It's so gross. It's like lumalaway lang yan habang lumalakad. I've used dog saliva as one. Sipon, I think, would be the number one choice. I sneeze on dirty laundry.
Wait, sipon lang. Lang yan. It looks like sipon. So it dries, diba? So it looks like it looks like kulangot.
Yeah, listen, it looks like jizz, but you've made excuses for it, and you know, people throw out different excuses, and they say, oh, it's sipon, or it's dog saliva. Because, and I want to know if you guys used any other, because I think those are the only two excuses that I use.
But isn't sipon supposed to be green? Because kulangot is green.
No, not always. No, it's not. In cartoons, kulangot is green. But in real life, it's not always green. Unless you produce only green kulangot, you Incredible Hulk.
Let's talk to Jake. Jake. Hello.
Hi.
What's going on?
Jay.
Go ahead.
Jay, we're talking about excuses you've made for jizz.
Well, it's not actually me. It's a friend of mine.
Yeah, sure.
He has this story where his dad just came back from overseas, and he had to do it really bad. So what happened was he thought everybody was asleep, so he was by the stairs. So he's kind of
by the stairs. Really, he couldn't make it up to the room. He had to stop at the stairs. You're like, really, the seaman needed the seaman that much? Where you're like, oh my god, I can't make it to the room. I just arrived, and he's running up the stairs, drop all the bags, pull down the pants. Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue. I'm sorry.
Anyway,
he was telling us. So you know how you know, most of the Filipino families' houses are, you know, not that big. So so what happened was, so
the more you don't do it
in the middle of it, and then his dad came out of the room, and his dad saw him, and his dad. So he's like kind of like stunned, you know, and paused for a while, and then his dad says, you know, in Filipino, sige, tuloy mo na, pula na ulo eh.
Ano ba yun?
That's gross. Listen, that's absolutely barbaric. But nothing to do with our topic. We're talking about excuses you made for jizz, not redheads.
There's jizz there also, so it'll be interesting.
What's your friend's name?
There was no excuse for it. There was no excuse.
He just wanted to share the story of his friend.
He just wanted to be badass with that story. All right, Jay, you monster. And I can't believe he shared it to you, too. That's disgusting. You guys are gross. Get away. Get away. Get away quickly. Bye.
Bye, Jay. Sobrang kadire. Kadire.
That's ridiculous.
That's a horrible story.
That's so gross. And he's like, yeah, I want to watch. Hold on. Here, give me some popcorn. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Does that really happen? Never. Don't ask that. Mark, hi.
Which one? No. Oh, you mean the physical? Really, really? No, I don't know what kind of monstrous tool he had there. Just light up. You know what mine does?
I don't want to know.
No, I'll tell you this.
Mark,
I'll tell you
hold
this.
On.
What mine does is if like some sort of lamox like lands on it, it explodes like that light. It's awesome. That's what my wang does. When it's out kind of exposed like that, if there's a fly that kind of falls on it, you'll hear, like, yeah, that's right. Little stupid lemon.
Mark, go ahead.
Yes, morning, guys.
Morning.
Hi. There was one time that I'm making this school project in high school.
Okay.
So my stuff is scattered around the floor. And you know the Elmer's glue?
Yes.
Yeah, the Elmer's glue, the white glue.
And
sure.
My mom and my aunt, march into the room, get my laundry, and then my aunt sew my shorts like full of, you know, that stuff. And then I just made up some excuse that I used that to wipe off the Elmer's glue that was actually scattered around the floor.
Oh my goodness.
But the thing is,
that's a good one. It looks nothing like it, but that's a good one. Yeah, and then next you know she, oh my god, ugh, then she smells it or it would be so bad. All right, but okay. Let me tell you this though, and I'm sorry, man, if I'm gonna break the bro code here, okay? Because I don't want to do this to you guys, but if for the sake of good radio, I must break the bro code. Moms, dads, sisters, if you ever see some sort of sticky liquid anywhere, it is not anything but what we're talking about right now. Especially on laundry, there's no excuse whatsoever for there to be Elmer's glue on boxer shorts. Just think about it, okay? Common sense would dictate there's no way glue should be on boxer shorts. So if your brother or if your son says, "I need my glue lang yan para sa school project," and you believe it, you're dumb.
Why don't you just get tissue from the bathroom? It's just a few steps away.
Yeah, we're not tissue guys. We're not big on tissue. Yeah. I don't know. That's what you girls mean. Yeah, we're not big on tissue.
Even like a towel. Yeah, but then you still have to explain
what I
a towel.
Know, like, what I want to know, like, if your sister or your house help or your mom says, oh, ano to, ano to? Tapos kinahawakan pa, tapos kinahawakan.
Yung parang they test the stickiness level. They pull their fingers apart.
Right. And then glue ba to? And then they start investigating. They pull out one of those magnifying glasses. And you have to stand there and watch and go through that whole uncomfortable moment. Thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it. 631-0899. We're talking about excuses you've made for jizz.
Jay, hello.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, I have a story together with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
One time, because I always take out in his room because before, ako wala akong Betamax inside my room and then my brother has one.
Sure.
Okay? So I know that brother has...
I'm sad.
Okay.
Sad.
My brother, I know that he has a collection of the porn stuff inside his room. So one time when he played basketball outside, I sneak into his room, watch a dirty movie, and watch the dirty one, and then
we get it, and then you produced, and then what happened? Yeah,
I did it. Okay, and then after doing it, I went back to my room. And then suddenly, my brother came into my room, Galit na galit siya. Sabi niya, Jay, may ginawa ka sa kwarto ko, no? Sabi ko, wala, no? Wala akong ginawa dyan, wala. Sabi ko, hindi ko nakalak nga yung kwarto mo eh. But I have this spare key to open this door.
Okay.
Okay, and then,
suddenly, just for porn.
And then suddenly, he said, eh kung wala kang ginawa, kanino to?
Okay.
He showed me one strand block of my adult hair.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Yeah. Sabi ko, bakit hindi sa akin? Sabi ko, hindi sa akin niya. It's yours. Sabi ko, anong sa akin? Sabi, anong sa akin? Then suddenly, he put down his
hand.
He's totally shaved.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Shaved.
Oh, wow.
Okay na booking talaga. And he knows that it's mine. It's
not, you guys have a strange relationship.
This is the greatest. This could be one of the greatest stories you've ever had on air. That's awesome.
Jay, wow.
He pulls out a robe. Yeah, thanks for the story. Appreciate it. He pulls out a robe pube here and he goes, "Who's this?" Pulls out his pants. It's mine. How can it be Mike pulls it down and he's like,
this is a new low for the show.
What a story. Okay, any more?
This next one is gross. Hello, Wes.
All right, hey. Bring it on.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Your story is really gross. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, guys don't use tissue because it breaks up when you wipe it on the thing.
True.
Okay.
Yeah, the friction too great.
It gets all over the place, and it's pretty hard to take off.
Okay.
Well, my excuse would be yung sauce ng fresh lumpia.
Sauce ng fresh lumpia.
Isn't that supposed to be brown though?
No, which one?
The lumpiang was it the seri with
the white one?
Ubod.
The sauce.
The sweet one?
No, there are brown ones and there are white ones.
I've never seen the white one. It looks nothing like
Sibon. Yeah, why would you put white? That's disgusting. No, and it's super white. It looks like white out.
Oh,
no,
I know what
you're
talking about.
Not really. There are some versions
of
that. It looks kind of like this. Ew. I think it depends on how.
Okay, continue. Anyway.
I would not eat that.
So you use that?
Yeah.
How did you use it?
It wasn't my underwear or anything. It was on my shirt.
Okay.
My shirt to wipe.
Who were you defending it to?
Cousin.
Why would your cousin even ask? You know, like, my thing is, like, even if I have a son one day and I see his shirt stuck together, I'm not even gonna. I know already. There's no need to ask. I don't get why people go,
it's weird.
Right. Why are you asking? It's jizz. Everybody knows it's jizz. It's more obvious than that's just the people's homosexuality. I want to know if someone's actually ever kind of like investigated and scratched it off. That's what I want to know. That would be awesome. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Bye, Wes. You need help.
And what I do, like, I remember growing up, I would worry. I was like, oh my God, they're going to do my laundry. Like, oh no, the house help has got my laundry. You know, obviously they're going to like put, you know, people, when they do the laundry, they put their hands in the pockets, they investigate. Oh, baka may 500 dyan, you know, whatever. You know, it could be something like that. It could be coins, there could be batteries, it could be anything, right? Mm-hmm. So, of course, they're pulling the shirts apart and stuff like that. And when it gets to that point, it's stuck together. Ah, oh, so embarrassing. All right, next. We have a couple more. Then go.
Okay, this is weird. Hi, John.
Hi, good morning.
This is kind of weird. Go ahead.
Yeah, my excuse was actually Eskinol, or was it an alcohol?
Paano yun?
Since I did it in my room.
Okay.
Tumama lang dyan sa sahig, eh. So, I get the rag, so mop it all over. May lagi siniwawax yung room ko, eh. So, the wax went all dark, and then the maid, hey, what happened to the floor? How come it's all black? Ah, ate, ino ko lang ng alcohol, sorry, kasi lagi maduming ginagawa ko.
Madumi sa isip lang. Yeah,
can you explain this to me? It turns your floor black?
The mixture of...
the wax and
not that, because of the... Yeah, and not all that. Maybe the stickiness of it makes the dirt kind of like... You know how like when you take a price tag out of some like something you bought, some of it gets still stuck there and it's a little sticky. It then starts to accumulate some nasty brownness of black because it's all dirty and stuff. Something like that. Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it.
Welcome.
One more and we're done.
Bye, John. Let's talk to Alan over here. Hello. Good morning, Alan.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. What is your ghost story?
Here, my the topic.
What? Yes, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, usually do it in the bathroom so I can clean up and then there would be no trace of evidence. But unfortunately, one morning, I'm taking a bath and doing my thing. Unfortunately, it goes off a lot and all over the place.
Yeah.
I missed one chunk.
Like a
and it
blood bath.
The wall. So unfortunately, my sister came in and she was about
nice.
To take a bath. Then asked my dad, Dad, look, what's this? And then my dad calls me. Then I told my dad, oh, it's her body wash, the Dove shampoo.
Oh.
The residue. And then my dad just laughed. I think he understands. And then he explained it to my sister.
Of course he knew what it was. That's awesome. That's a good one, though. I'm going to use that one. Put that one in the bank. Thank you. Nice call. Nice call to make. Very good. Bye-bye.
Bye,
I like how the dad just laughed it off. Sure. Dove body wash. All right. We got to go. Thanks for all your calls. We appreciate it. I don't know. Is there one more? All right. If I one last go. We got to go, though.
Boy, you're the last one. This is just because your name is Boy. Hi.
Hi.
Go ahead, boy.
Hi, I'm a chef.
Okay.
So I believe
oh
that
my God.
Guy, the earlier guy who called up about the,
lumpia
the white
one?
Lumpia sauce.
Yeah.
So that's true. If in Iloilo you eat this lumpia, the sauce is white.
Okay. Okay.
And
so what, have you used that before?
Yeah. What?
Have you used that excuse?
Have you used that as an excuse?
Not really. The excuse that I use is the egg whites.
Because you're a chef and it's
egg
busy.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Egg whites. Egg whites,
yeah,
there's texture
I
there.
Usually but I use towel. Not my grave or my shorts.
And have you had that yourself inside the kitchen before? Let me ask, have
no,
you had sex with food
kitchen,
before? I want to ask you that. Be honest with me. Have you had sex with food before? Be honest.
What?
Have you had sex with food?
Not.
My God!
Susie, translate.
Have you done it with food? Like in American Pie?
Not really.
So kind
no,
of?
No, not really means yes. You've never taken a tomato, cut a hole in it, put it in the microwave,
wow.
take it out, and use that?
That's gross.
But what's wrong with you? The thing you accuse our listeners of.
You've never done that. He's a chef.
He's a human being.
Chef, have you done that? Chef.
Why would I do that?
How dare you? Why would you do that? You're pretending that's uncommon. How dare you? Just because I've done it a few times in my past, does it?
Oh my
how
God.
Rude of you to say that? Getting a tomato.
You've done it with a tomato. Oh my God, what's wrong
and you know,
with you,
Susie, banana.
I've never. Yeah, you should probably go. Chef,
banana. You know this is true. Banana. You open the banana. You take out the banana part and the peel. You know the peel is already kind of like shaped and
it's
all
gone.
Gooey. And then you put it on the thing. You don't? No.
No.
How?
What?
Apparently. Hey, Liz. Listen. Life is for the living. That's all I gotta say. All right. You guys really. You gotta start living now.
You did it with a tomato many times.
No, it's not the banana is the one. That's the one. The banana is perfect for it.
And you said you liked it because it makes good banana bread. And now you found another use
mm-hmm.
for it.
Banana peel is the best. Banana peel. You take out the banana.
Okay, it's okay.
Let me go through
I do
it
not
again.
Need
you
an
peel
instructional.
Peel the banana, right? Then you take out the banana
what
and you discard that. You throw that away. The actual fruit part, you just chuck that in the trash. You're not going to eat that. It's disgusting. Then with the peel. Then... You, because it's already shit, then you kind of.
It's extremely disturbing.
And then you
I
can use
it
as an
that.
Excuse that it's. Whew, we gotta take a break because this is
yes,
all damning
yes.
information. Yeah, man. Some guy named Mo. I mean, some guy who sounds like his name is Mo. Really disgusting fellow. All right, let's take a break. Back after this, and go away.
Good times in the morning.
Good times.
Right now, my address book does not exist. My inbox is vaporizing. My spreadsheet is my couch. My timesheets are so yesterday. Right now, my best friend is myself and a Big Mac meal.
Me time is meal time. For Mac delivery,
dial 86236. You may also log on to mattdelivery.com.ph. No minimum order required. Matt Delivery is 24/7.
Carmina and family for Enervon.
Sa work todo, sa house todo, ako baka magkasakit ako. Energon Syrup. May Energive, Energard. Para kahit itodo nilang school, sports, at family time, di sila magkakasakit. Energon Syrup. Multivitamins is the generic name of Energon Syrup for kids.
I bumped into a cute guy yesterday. This afternoon, he gave me a flower bouquet.
Everyone thought I was geeky. Last night, ako yung life of the party.
Open up to everyday surprises with Oishi. Oh so smart, oh so amazing, oh so yummy.
I opened the pack of Marties. Oh wow, chicharon pala siya made out of veggies.
Oishi, oh wow. Oishi.com.ph.
Para ma-achieve ang dreams mo, dapat laging balikan ng mga sinasabi ni Mommy.
Aral na mabuti at sipag sa research. O, huwag magsayang ng oras sa labas ng bahay, ha? Kaya tayo may sariling internet connection.
Ang MyBro!
799 monthly lang. As low as 26 pesos a day lang, unlimited na. Widest coverage kaya maaasahan.
Kahit sa inyo, mga bro, may bilin si Mommy.
Go to any smart store or accredited PLDT home reseller now or call asterisk 1888 from your smart cell phone for inquiries.
Basta MyBro, dito tayo at home.
Visit the country's number one business gifts expo. Corporate Giveaways 2012. The Philippines' longest running and biggest source of business gifts, premiums, promotional ideas, and merchandise incentives. July 5 to 7 at the SMX Convention Center, Mall of Asia Complex, Pasay City. With thousands of products from the country's most reliable suppliers, including year-round food and beverage gift ideas. Also featuring Office Solutions, a trade exhibit on marketing support services, business solutions, office equipment, and uniforms. Find out what you need at Corporate Giveaways 2012, July 5 to 7, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Admission is free. Children below 7 years old will not be admitted. Students will be allowed entry only on July 7. Brought to you by 88DB Philippines, Chase Technologies, Sedan Printing, and Business World, a project of World Exco. For more info, visit www.worldexco.com.
Non-stop texts and tweets?
Social.
Never-ending posts and likes? Social.
Samsung Galaxy Pocket or Netphone 501? Social.
Hindi lang social. It's social.
Get Unli Text and Unli Social with Unli Social Plan 349. One of the most affordable plans from Smart. Facebook, chat, tweet, and enjoy Unli Social streaming via SmartNet. Comes with a Netphone 501 or a Samsung Galaxy Pocket. So get it now and watch your social life go from zero to Unli.
Call 888 with a smart number or 848-8877 with a landline for more details. Smart. Live more.
Welcome to the Potato Inventions Fair, the first entry.
Here's my potato alarm clock.
Okay, nothing new. Second entry.
This is my potato radio.
That's it. And the third.
Hindi po ako contestante.
Then what are you holding?
Jollibee Criscut fries. They're real potatoes. Cut into Criscut shapes. See? Sarap ng pagka-crispy. Available in zesty cheese and savory barbecue flavors.
And the winner, new Jollibee Criscut fries. A different kind of crisp.
Try the deliciously different crisp of the new Jollibee Criscut fries in zesty cheese and savory barbecue.
Pamilya ho, sobrang close. Si Kuya, di matigis na di ako makita.
Labas na, paggamit ng banyo.
Si Ate, sobrang mapagbigay.
Oh, pakilaban na rin to.
At si Mommy, laging nasa tabi ko.
Anak, uso kayong mag-asawa, wala na akong mahigaan.
Sana, habang buhay kaming ganito.
Ha? Uy, bumukod ka na. Simple lang sa PS Bank Home Loan. In 5 days or less, may approval na via SMS. Abot kaya pa. The best, diba? PS Bank. Visit www.psbank.com.ph. Terms and conditions apply. A proud member of MacNet.
Get your super bass pumping for the biggest concert this year from Globe and BlackBerry. Nicki Minaj live in Manila. Free? Yes! Get a free concert ticket with your free BlackBerry Curve 9220. Our biggest freebies ever from Globe My Super Plan 499. Get only BBM, music sharing, and 499 pesos consumable. Only from Globe. Number one in postpaid. Call 730-1010 now. Add 99 pesos for only BBM. Promo extended to July 1, 2012. See flyers for details per DTI NCR permit number 4720 series of 2012.
Welcome to the Potato Inventions Fair, the first entry.
Here's my potato alarm clock.
Okay, nothing new. Second entry.
This is my potato radio.
That's it. And the third.
Hindi po ako contestante.
Then what are you holding?
Jollibee Criscut fries. They're real potatoes. Cut into Criscut shapes. See? Sarap ng pagka-crispy. Available in zesty cheese and savory barbecue flavors.
And the winner, new Jollibee Criscut fries. A different kind of crisp.
Try the deliciously different crisp of the new Jollibee Criscut fries in zesty cheese and savory barbecue.
Gets cleaned, the more it performs efficiently. All Petron fuels clean your engine for maximum performance and efficiency. Fuel for everyone, from everyone's Petron. All Petron fuels are formulated with unique world-class additives, tested and handled meticulously, and dispensed accurately at the pumps. Get the most out of your fuel, only from Petron.
What if I told you there's a phone so intelligent, it maintains a bright display when you're surfing or reading an ebook, and goes to sleep mode when you doze off? Too good? Yes, but it's true. The new Samsung Galaxy S3 with SmartStay. Get it free at Smart's Only Data Plan 2000 with enough calls and texts to all networks. Because a phone this intelligent deserves to be with a network that's smart. Smart. Live more. Call 887 with a smart number or 848-8877 with a landline for more details. Promo runs till August 31, 2012. Per DTI NCR permit number 4762, series of 2012.
Last wakeboard session, I thought I was gonna slip.
Wow, I ended up doing an awesome flip.
Finally, coach gave me a spot. Ang galing! I made the winning shot.
Everyday surprises with Oishi. Oh so smart, oh so amazing, oh so yummy.
I had fiber and fruit last night. Fiber in a refreshing drink feels so light.
Oishi. Oh wow.
Oishi.com.ph. Get 5 grams of fiber in every 350 ml bottle of Oishi fiber and fruit with 3 delicious flavors, peach, apple, and grape. Oishi. Oh wow.
Yula Valdez on her ideal skin.
For me, the perfect skin should defy aging.
Jessie Mendiola on her dream skin.
Always blooming, soft like a baby.
Isa Calzado on the skin that she's always wanted.
Makinis at glowing.
And the secret to getting the skin that I've always wanted?
Myra Holistic Skincare.
It starts by taking in a capsule of Myra 400E to renew damaged cells from the inside. Then applying Myra Facial Moisturizers and Lotions to enhance and nourish on the outside.
Wala nang secret. For us, it's the best skincare. Kaya mag-Myra Holistic Skincare habit ka na rin.
D-alpha-tocopherol is the generic name of Myra 400E.
You rushing all the time?
Hello, Pat. Sorry, yeah, I'm on my way. Patating na po, traffic's been bad all day. KK, gotta go. Sige na bro, mahal ng tawag na to.
I'm tired of rushing. It's smart. I'm moving. Take your sweet time. We're trying it only 40. Now we can be steady, cause they're trying to be loves now. Only, only calls, smart talk, and text, and son, only text, only Facebook. Now there's no need to rush, Smart's got only for us. Text join it 40 to 2949. Smart, live more.
Promo until September 22. Per DTI NCR permit number 5362, series of 2012. See posters for details.
Pag-gutom na pa-cute. Tawag doon. Cute Tom. Eh, yung gutom na nakakakita ng stars? Joke yun. Pero pag totoong gutom, dapat Goldilocks Sarap Pinoy Meals. Iba't ibang combinations ang bubusog sa'yo. Chicken tender barbecue, all veggie lumpia, java rice, 79 lang. Breaded pork chop, vegetable kare-kare, rice, 89 lang. Golden chicken, bok choy, rice, 99 lang. Ding Dong Dantes po para sa Goldilocks Sarap Pinoy Meals. Pag busog ka na at nakasmile, cute yun.
Goldilocks.
Anong tawag sa taong umorder ng pork barbecue plus bok choy plus rice? O kaya golden chicken, bok choy at rice? Pwede gutom sa Goldilocks Sarap Pinoy Meals. Tag 99 lang yan. Ding Dong Dantes po. Sa gutom na totoo, ito ang kain totoo.
Pamilya ko, sobrang close. Si Kuya. kuya. Di matiis na di ako makita.
Labas na, paggamit ng banyo.
Si ate, sobrang mapagbigay.
Oh, pakilaban na rin to.
At si mommy, laging nasa tabi ko.
Anak, uso kayong mag-asawa, wala na akong mahigaan.
Sana, habang buhay kaming ganito.
Hoy, bumukod ka na. Simple lang sa PS Bank Home Loan. In 5 days or less, may approval na via SMS. Haabot kaya pa. The best, diba? PS Bank. Visit www.psbank.com.ph. Terms and conditions apply. A proud member of BankNet.
Log and forward.
Post retweet.
Comment share.
Tag delete.
Search refresh.
Log and send.
Quote
link.
Report resend.
Follow, pin, share, subscribe,
block,
poke,
tag, reply,
invite, decline, check in, check out,
reblog,
attach, update,
log out.
Dependable connection.
They're never apart.
High speed internet.
From Smart.
Smart. Live more.
Suddenly I see it. Bigla na lang.
Brought to you by new Nescafe 3-in-1 Choco Latte. Chocolatey coffee? That's Nescafe 3-in-Wonderful.
Gaano karami ang mararating ng isang full tank?
Bahay, traffic, school, office, office, traffic, bahay, mall, sine, grocery.
Pag naka-petrol, extra unleaded every day. May extra additives para extra efficient at extra clean ang makina. May extra mileage, kaya extra tipid at maraming mararating sa extra special weekends.
Toy store, lolo't lola, amusement park, highway, beach.
Petrol extra unleaded. Go the extra miles. Drive safely.
My boyfriend is the sweetest. He texts me all the time. He calls when he misses me. And when he's surfing on his laptop, he emails me funny videos and chats with me on Facebook. He's an angel.
Truth is, he's just subscribed to My Ultimate Super Plan. The ultimate in connectivity. A Globe postpaid line and a tattoo broadband plan in one. Big savings. As much as 8,000 pesos off. All in one bill.
I love him.
My Ultimate Super Plan. Only from Globe and Tattoo postpaid. Call 730-1010. Visit any Globe store or log on to www.tattoo.globe.com.ph.
Ang sakit!
Idaan sa bilis ang nakakapamunuktot na headache at pain. IV Fluid Medical Advance.
Oh, isa pang mabilis.
Ibuprofen is a generic name of IV Fluid Medical Advance. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Skipping meals to lose weight? That's a big no-no. Studies show that skipping meals regularly slows down your metabolism, thus making you gain more weight. Don't starve yourself. Satisfy your tummy with a healthy-licious Gardenia High Fiber Wheat Raisin Loaf. A slice today of Gardenia High Fiber Wheat Raisin Loaf may help in your proper weight management. It has 9 grams of fiber that meets 29% of your daily fiber needs. It's also packed with flavorful, plump, and juicy California raisins that has antioxidants which may help protect your body against diseases. Eat and be healthy with Gardenia High Fiber Wheat Raisin.
Good times in the morning.
Good times.
Live in New York. Road Twister with Susie and Mia in the Philippines.
Curved on me.
Trail Snow Patrol on the world famous Magic 89.9 at 7:51 here on this Tuesday morning. We're on until 9 o'clock. I hope you guys are okay on the road with all the rain. Again, I am in New York City. It is a Monday night here. Very, very warm summer night. And we're back on the show. Susie, what's up?
We have a caller here.
Summer night. You go in the kitchen. You look around with the fruit. You're like, hey, you look good. And then, you know.
Oh, my God. Are we still in this? Why can we stop?
Hot and hot.
We're not going to stop because we have a caller named Jerry. And he said he delivered food for you once and you questioned it. Jerry, are you still there?
Yeah.
Crap.
Jerry?
Come on.
Here's the thing. Okay. Here's the thing. Listeners all the time bring food and presents and gifts to us, and we appreciate it a million times. But I used to always say on the radio, we create a lot of enemies here on the show. You know that. I mean, there are a lot of people that like us, but there are a lot of people that dislike us. And I think the greatest prank you can ever pull on us is if you bring the food to the station and it's mixed in with some sort of laxative or some sort of poison or whatever. And Mojo, Grace, Chopper, Andy, Mal, all in, every time somebody brought food, they'd be like, wow, pagkain, sige salamat, and they just eat it. And I'm like, no, I'm not eating that. Why? Because I would do that. Like, if I was listening to the radio and I hated the person there, just in case, or even if I didn't hate them, say I liked you, but I just wanted to prank you and think it'd be really cool, I'd put some sort of, like, something there that would give you loose bowel movement, and I'd bring it to the station and watch you guys eat and just laugh. So every time, and because I say that on the radio, I used to say it on the radio all the time, that if you ever wanted to get back at us, just bring food to the station, because everybody eats it, and no one ever questions it. They just, oh, here, I made this for you. This is leche flan, my own special leche flan. And then they'll wink or whatever. I'm like, I'm not eating that. And not because I don't like you. It's just because I would do that. I would absolutely ruin it and watch you guys suffer.
Okay.
Because it's fun.
What Jerry says here, he delivered food for you once, something with cheese. And then you asked him, though, what's that white thing?
Really?
You thought it was.
Yeah. So, no, because that's what I would do. I would totally jizz on it. No, I don't remember, but that's what I would do.
Not everyone is like you. Not everyone is twisted.
You would be surprised. You would be. That's not twisted. That's just being a dude. Guys do good stuff like that.
Life is not an American Pie.
Not just that. Listen, love, we are in broadcasting, okay? And we are rude to our callers all the time. What if I'm one of these guys that somebody... No, a lot of us are. And what if I'm one of these guys once that you said, oh, really? You want to hang up on me? You want to call me a douchebag? You're going to call me an asshole and on nationwide radio? Well, watch this. Tomorrow, I'm going to give you the leche flan with the extra special sauce. Yeah. The man mayonnaise.
Yeah!
I'm going to just douse it with a little man mayonnaise. And, you know, let's see how you like that.
Yeah.
Just saying.
You're extremely paranoid.
Yes, I am. I always am. That's why I'm always very careful. And that's why I always keep evidence. That's why I'm paranoid. I weapons and all of that stuff all around me. All right, anyway, we've got some showbiz news. What's going on, baby doll? Some sports as well, too.
Here we go. Former Survivor castaway Justine Ferrer recently found out that her American fiancé, Rick, has cancer. Justine announced a couple of months ago that they had to postpone their wedding plans after his mom died. So it's a very sad life.
Who is she?
For these people. She's a former Survivor. Yeah, former Survivor castaway. It looks like they'll have to postpone it even further. Justine Ferrer. Okay, by the way, Justine is in her 20s. And her cancer-stricken fiancé, Rick, is 65. And up until the last commercial break, I had no idea that Justine was a transvestite. I had no idea. I would see her around.
She's a dude.
Because, okay, Sam introduced her to me in Boracay, I think.
Sam YG?
Yes, because they were on that show together, Tweet Biz. So I'd see her in the van.
Sure.
I'd see her on the beach in a bikini, and I had...
She's
no
a dude.
Freaking idea. She used to be. I had no idea. Zero.
Yeah.
She's pretty hot.
She was a dude. No, she looks like a dude.
No, she's
like,
not.
What do you mean her? She looks like a dude.
I met
Listen,
her.
I don't want to say anything bad about her because she is
going through a tough time.
Her husband, her husband is, you know, her fiance or whatever has cancer. He's 4 years, and he's what? He's an American guy, right?
He's American, and he's 65. And when I was reading this, I had no idea.
I've never seen that before. I've never seen an American guy who, in his late age, go out with a transvestite. I've never seen
Bucket
that before.
List.
That's Filipino gin. That's very new. Very new.
Okay, never so when that. I was reading
never
this.
Never seen that in Greenbelt.
Again, never.
Never. them walking around.
Cafe Havana.
Never see them. Never see the Cafe Havana. Never see them on Makati Ave. Never saw them in those. See, that's very new.
Sobra, no?
You should not talk about her. That's wrong because she's probably mourning now.
And no, he's still alive. Okay, it's stage one. So it's very treatable. But, okay.
Do you think he knows? Because I think that sometimes Americans don't know that if someone's a transvestite or not. But I'm feeling like hindi nila alam. You know, like when I see them, like I'm
reading
and all that stuff, parang I don't see it.
Okay, for this guy.
I see it. I don't think that you do.
For this Rick person, it's impossible that he doesn't know because this girl's a celebrity. So it's all over the internet. I'm sure he knows.
True. True.
Maybe he just doesn't care.
Maybe he doesn't even know what the internet is. Maybe he still writes letters.
He's 65.
Like letters. That's right.
He's like the same age as, you know, titos of people, and they use the internet for porn.
Okay, just check.
And then they say, they tell everyone that it's Esquinal. Here
they we go. Some online shopping as well. Old men online.
Fairly new as well. New concept. Moving on, Richard Gutierrez
in the Philippines
has always had an aversion to social media, but thanks to his co-star, the gorgeous part Moroccan beauty Sara Labati, he is now starting to expand.
That's what I'm saying, man.
His
I'm
horizons.
Telling you. See, listen, I'm a star maker because.
Wow, the boy.
I take it seriously. No, listen, I'll tell you this. I've been calling Sara Labati as the hottest girl in showbiz for, what, a year now? And it's only now that you guys are really jumping aboard this thing. She is so freaking gorgeous.
She is.
Sara Labati is
beautiful.
Freaking hot as hell. And I'm so upset at all of you stupid people who, during the Czech Republic, didn't vote for her as much as I was voting for her. Now you all regret it. Now do you see the greatness that Sara Labati is?
Well,
she's
a
freaking
baby.
Crazy
she has
looking.
Many Czech Republic she's years ahead of her.
I know, but what I called it early, and I called it often. Sara Labati, big star. This girl's so hot.
Tito Boy,
tall,
Annabelle Rama.
Speaks like 15 languages. I mean, she's all that. Nice girl too.
Good job, Tito Mo.
Anyway, continue. Something about her and Richard Gutierrez.
Okay, first of all, good morning, Gabe Norwood. What's up? Here we go. Thanks to Sara Labati, he is now starting to expand his horizons. There have been rumors going around that the Makapiling Kang Muli stars have developed more than just a friendship off cam.
What?
And
no.
And Sara's influence on Richard's willingness to finally join the online world has fueled the fire even more. Thanks to her, Gutierrez is now apparently addicted to Instagram and a huge chunk of his photos featured none other than Labati herself.
Because you can't call her huge anyway.
What?
That's a good one.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That, Susie, that was very witty.
Writing news.
No, I liked it. That was very nice. That was because you were about to say huge and then realize it's impossible. So you had to say, oh, that's really good.
Isn't that impossible? Oh, really good. He's a huge star.
High five. Rock on. Yeah, sure.
There you go. I appeared new. A huge chunk of his photos feature none other than Labati herself. They are both, however, sticking to the statement that they are just friends.
Oh,
I want
man,
to move on
awesome.
Now.
If they really are together, I really want to high five Richard. She's awesome. Well, Sara Labati, there you go. Cream of the crop right there.
Do you follow Annabelle Rama on Twitter?
Top of the list. No, I don't.
Did you unfollow her when she unfollowed you?
She blocked me.
Oh, she blocked you. Wow.
I think she blocked me on Twitter because of the thing you were talking about right now. This is your fault. You were the one who brought it up. And then you started inviting all these celebrities to the show who would give us first-hand information.
You know whose fault it is?
About what it was.
Denise Laurel for the blocking of you from Annabelle Rama's
Cause? Twitter. Because?
Denise, what did Denise this is your fault. I don't know. Let's move on. We move
all
on,
right,
yes?
Go.
Oh, I brought up Annabelle Rama because she posted a 25-part tweet yesterday. Did you see it? So convey of her.
25-part? Why doesn't she just, like, call the newspaper and 25 parts at 100 and...
It was
how many characters are there on Twitter? How many characters? There's 140 characters on Twitter times 25. What is that? That's around... That's like 3,500... characters. That's Rockstar. And she didn't even use the tweet longer or too much information that she wrote with 25 separate tweets.
Yes,
that's
she did.
Badass.
And she numbered
that's
it.
Badass.
Tweet 1, 2, 3 until 25. She is such a rock star.
And you give credit to Sarah Labate for getting Richard into social media? Mom is using a 25 Twitter tweet. That's awesome.
She wanted sports now.
Wait, what was she talking about?
Oh, the Rufa thing. The Rufa paparazzi thing. Apparently, she was mad at like a radio host. It wasn't you, because it was the lady.
Oh, Mr. Fu.
But by the way.
It could be Lee. I thought it was Mr. Fu who did it. Anyway, continue.
You know. Because the girl, okay. that whoever that radio talk show host was saying that si Rufa daw feeling this world. Okay. She's the second princess.
And it took 25
yes.
parts.
She was very mad. Very mad. Very angry.
Apparently. Sports?
Sports, here we go. Mike Krzyzewski, or simply Coach K for people who can't spell like me, has a huge headache.
To coach the national U.S.
yes.
team. Right?
He has a huge headache yeah. in his hands. Also, the Duke team, in the form of injuries. Team USA lost Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, Dwight Howard, LaMarcus Aldridge, Derrick Rose, and Chauncey Billups, and they got what could have been a great replacement for at least one of them in number one overall draft pick Anthony Davis. Unfortunately, he too is now injured. He is suffering from a severely sprained ankle. Sucks.
I'm going to be at the Olympics, and I'm not going to see any of those guys. I don't know. I don't think maybe the U.S. might not win now with all of this, with all these players not being there. I mean, of course, there's still, but Spain. God, you got to love Spain. I love Spain all the time, and I
anyway,
hopefully
Spain.
They'll be able to pull it off.
So there's going to be another party,
Spain, and they'll have a foie gras party if Spain wins the gold medal in the Olympics. All right. And now, what's going on with Dwight Howard? Listen, I'm hearing a lot of Dwight. Let me get rid of this. I'm hearing a lot of Dwight Howard talk. Dwight Howard is starting to eerily resemble very much the douchebaggery that LeBron
yes,
James did
yes.
with all of this stuff.
Yes,
so
sure.
Do you think that is Dwight Howard, in your eyes now, all of you, very much like LeBron and the self-absorbed, I want to play here, I want to play the brattiness that you might see? I don't think so yet, because
yeah,
I've met Dwight. He's the greatest guy ever. But man, he's getting close to the LeBron level of like,
but okay,
douchebag.
The thing is, he invested a lot of time in making himself very likable. You know, he's adorable. He's Superman. LeBron never did anything to endear himself to the public aside from, you know, yes, again, charity work, yes, but like becoming an endearing personality, we never saw that from him.
Sure,
Dwight Howard is adorable. So I don't think
yeah.
whatever he does, I don't think he'll achieve the same level of hate. He recently made a trade demand.
Okay.
He wants to be dealt to the Brooklyn Nets.
That's right. And the Brooklyn Nets, of course, scored Joe Johnson from Atlanta
yes,
earlier
they
today.
Did.
They've extended Gerald Wallace, if I'm not mistaken. They're going to do an offer sheet for Brooke Lopez. So it doesn't look like Dwight Howard will make it to Brooklyn, even if he wants to. I mean, if you just kind of line it up, now that they have Joe Johnson at shooting guard, and if they're going to try to make a run for Duran, and then you have Gerald Wallace, you have Brooke Lopez, you got that group, there's no money, and there's... Well, I don't
yeah.
know if there's no money. It seems like there might not be enough money, but there might not be enough space
mm-hmm.
to put Dwight Howard. So mm-hmm. I think the Nets are either going to have to finalize whether they're going to really push for Dwight or going to push for Deron Williams. And I don't think the three of them can be on one team together,
yeah.
but it would be awesome if it did. Yeah. That would be great if we saw Deron, Joe Johnson, and Dwight Howard all in one team, plus Brooke Lopez. Sweet baby Jesus. I mean, that's like, that's Miami-esque type of a roster they have
yeah.
there if they
yeah.
can pull that off.
And plus,
yes.
they're just
yes,
what,
that
a
would
train
be great.
Right away from your house. You suck.
Exactly. It would be great. All right.
More.
Anything
last.
Else?
Last.
Go.
Michael Jordan's son, Marcus, was arrested yesterday following a disturbance at a hotel in downtown Florida. He was in the middle of a very loud argument with two women in the driveway of the said hotel at 2 a.m. And the police officers described him as very animated, intoxicated, and uncooperative. It apparently took multiple officers to control and handcuff him. And he was officially booked for resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, and obstructing. He's a senior at the University of Central Florida and averaged 13.7 points for them last season. That about does it for sports
right.
and showbiz.
Thank you very much. It is 8:06 here on this Tuesday morning. We will take a commercial break. When we come back, more topics to discuss, more phone calls to take on your end. I want to apologize for my grossness with the banana. Apparently, people have been tweeting me and saying that's gross. Those hypocrites are liars who've never tried it. I'm sure so many of you guys have. But nevertheless, wait, listen. Tin. Okay. Let me ask you.
No, I've never tried it.
With fruit, vegetables, nothing?
No.
So many of them all phallic looking.
No.
Cucumber, you got the eggplant, you got all of these. No, banana, clothes.
Never. I don't think I've
ever.
No? No. But thank you for the suggestion.
Are you religious?
Yes.
Okay. Taking a break. Tomorrow, leopard tea back for Susie
no
on the
promises.
Program. It's going to be great.
I have to think about this.
Seeing you guys in a few minutes. No, you've agreed. You've agreed.
No, I did not. I did
you
not
have
say anything.
Agreed.
No, I have not.
Tomorrow, we'll have Mocha back on the show. Another stripped Wednesday style of programming. And she's going to wear a leopard tea back tomorrow if she loses. Just don't lose. And then we would never know.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Right?
I can wear granny panties
right,
for all anybody cares.
Do it. That's right. When you wear Pampers, I don't care. Taking a break back after this. Don't go away.
Good times in the morning.
Good times.
Live in New York. Mo Twister. With Susie and Mia in the Philippines.
Armina and family for Enervon.
Sa work todo, sa house todo. Ako baka magkasakit ako.
Get free McDonald's treats with specially marked Enervon Tab and Syrup Packs at Mercury Drug. Promo until August 2012 for DOH FDA permit number 0321 series of 2012. Multivitamins is the generic name of Enervon.
Never na akong manalo-nalo sa sports, sa girls, sa contests. Yung marathon, hindi pa nagsistart, sabi nila. Last na ako.
Aww.
Yung crush ko, nawang sagot. Wala pa naman ako tinatanong.
Ay, nako, tama na yan. Para sherman ka, mag-lunch ka sa Greenwich.
With Greenwich, overloaded lunch meals, instant price deals.
Ang sarap na ng meals mo, sherman ka pa with gadgets and more.
Ha? Busog mo sa lunch, pwede pang magka-MacBook.
Woo!
Sure winner!
Greenwich, favorite ng barkada.
Available 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays from June 11 to July 31, 2012. For DTI NCR permit number 3595 series of 2012.
Question, ano ang top 3 reasons but di maka-text back?
Number 1, busy na sa meeting. Number 2, nahulog ang phone sa toilet.
Number 3, walang load.
Now, the reason ang walang load for not texting back. With Smart's SOS AllNet, sure ang reply mo dahil makaka-text ka to all networks kahit zero load ka. Just dial *7572 and get 5 AllNet SMS. Valid pa for one day. 5 pesos will be automatically deducted on your next top-up. Smart SOS AllNet. Dial *7572 for smart prepaid subscribers only.
Have you heard about Sun's BlackBerry Social Plan 600? It comes with unlimited Sun calls.
Wow.
Unlimited Sun texts.
Wow.
Unlimited BBM.
Wow.
Unlimited Facebook.
Wow.
Unlimited Twitter.
Wow.
Unlimited BlackBerry browsing.
Wow.
And you know what's best about this plan? It's only 600 pesos a month.
Wow.
Say wow to Sun with BlackBerry Social Plan 600. Six only services plus a free BB Curve 8520 for only 600 pesos a month. Get the best ever BlackBerry plan from Sun now.
TGI Friday celebrates 4th of July with a big bang. Our best-seller chicken fingers, now only 99 pesos for one day only. Don't miss this one-day treat on July 4. Head to a TGI Friday's branch near you. See posters and ads for details.
Pre DTI permit number 4155, series of 2012.
Win a pickup every week in the coolest promo from Caltex. Cool road trip getaway with Isuzu D-Max. For every 500 pesos worth of Caltex fuel and or lubricant products, you can get a chance to drive home on Isuzu D-Max with 20,000 pesos worth of Caltex fuel and Ice Age 4 movie goodies. Just register through text or via online to join. Visit caltex.com/ph for more information. So drive to Caltex and experience the cleaning power of Caltex with Tecron. Watch Ice Age 4 Continental Drift in cinemas. See posters and print ads for details. Per DTI NCR permit number 3741, series of 2012. Promo runs from July 1 to September 9, 2012.
You rushing all the time?
Hello, Pat. Sorry, yeah, I'm on my way. Pwedating na ako, traffic's been bad all day. KK, gotta go, sige na bro, mahal ng tawag na to.
I'm tired of rushing, too smart, I'm moving. Take your sweet time, we're trying to only 40. Now we can be steady, cause they're trying to be
Drive it 42-2949. Smart. Live more.
Promo until September 22. Per DTI NCR permit number 5362, series of 2012. See posters for details.
Ang sakit!
Idaan sa bilis ang nakakapamunuktot na headache at pain. IV Fluid Medical Advance.
Oh, isa pang mabilis!
Ibuprofen is a generic name of IV Fluid Medical Advance. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Right now, my address book does not exist. My inbox is vaporizing. My spreadsheet is my couch. My timesheets are so yesterday. Right now, my best friend is myself and Big Mac meal.
Me time is meal time. For Mac delivery, dial 86236. You may also log on to macdelivery.com.ph. No minimum order required. Mac delivery is 24/7.
I met Chris Tio at a party. He's so nice.
Nakita ko naman siya mag-basketball. Ang lupit!
Chris is one guy who's both nice and tough, just like his mouthwash, AuraCare.
Parang tubig lang siya, pero effective.
AuraCare doesn't stink, but gets rid of bad bacteria and neutralizes volatile sulfur compounds, the true source of strong mouth odors.
It works hard, but it's gentle on the mouth. Ang galing!
AuraCare mouth rinse. No alcohol, no sting, no strong mouth odors. From Pascual Lau.
Hey, Maroon 5's payphone has been on loop since this morning. You know, it's gotta be my track of the day. Hey, Ricky, what's your track of the day?
Mine has to be Wide Awake by Katy Perry. I'm feeling really wide awake for all the good reasons. What's your track of the day, guys? Share it on Twitter and get the chance to win a Samsung Galaxy player every single day.
Every day? Seriously? I tweet every minute just to win.
And it can't be any simpler to join. Just add @PHSamsungMobile on Twitter, tweet the title of your song, and tag them with the hashtag track of the day.
It's the ultimate Android multimedia player for the soundtrack of my life.
So start tweeting, guys. Visit facebook.com/SamsungMobilePH for more details.
Last few questions. Famous eyewear in a movie about pilots.
Aviator shades.
Signature color of a legally fun movie.
Hot pink.
For those who like fashion and movies, there's a new Citibank Rewards Card. The only credit card that gives you shopping rebates, plus free movie passes anywhere, including online purchases.
And now for the win. Fashion accessories of Charlie Chaplin.
Hat and cane.
You got it.
The new Citibank Rewards Card. Apply now. Call 423-3000 or visit citibank.com.ph.
Win a pickup every week in the coolest promo from Caltex. Cool road trip getaway with Isuzu D-Max. For every 500 pesos worth of Caltex fuel and or lubricant products, you can get a chance to drive home on Isuzu D-Max with 20,000 pesos worth of Caltex fuel and Ice Age 4 movie goodies. Just register through text or via online to join. Visit caltex.com/ph for more information. So drive to Caltex and experience the cleaning power of Caltex with Tecron. Watch Ice Age 4 Continental Drift in cinemas. See posters and print ads for details. Per DTI NCR permit number 3741, series of 2012. Promo runs from July 1 to September 9, 2012.
What's your best live more moment with Smart? Tune in to Magic 89.9, Wave 891, 99.5 RT, and Jam 88.3 every Tuesdays and Thursdays from June 4 to July 5 and wait for this song to be aired. It's your life. Wait for the DJ's cue to call in and share with us your live more moment with Smart and you might win a cash prize. It's Your Life promo is brought to you by Smart. Live more. Per DTI NCR permit number 4178, series of 2012. Promo period is from June 4 to July 5, 2012.
My brother had something in his pocket. Surprised ako! He gave me my dream gadget!
I thought no one would like my falsetto, but wow! The judges gave me a standing O! Open up to everyday surprises with Oishi. Oh so smart, oh so amazing, oh so yummy.
I finished a pack of potato fries and I was like, baked french fries? What a surprise!
Oishi. Oh wow! Oishi.com.ph.
Pag gutom na pa-cute, tawag doon.
cute tong. Eh, yung gutom na nakakakita ng stars? Joke yun. Pero pag totoong gutom, dapat Goldilocks sarap Pinoy meals. Iba't ibang combinations ang bubusog sa'yo. Chicken tender barbecue, all veggie lumpia, java rice, 79 lang. Breaded pork chop, vegetable kare-kare, rice, 89 lang. Golden chicken, bok choy, rice, 99 lang. Dingdong Dantes po para sa Goldilocks sarap Pinoy meals. Pag busog ka na't nakasmile, cute yun. May sasarap at may pipinoy pa ba? Sa Bopis with Lumpiang Shanghai at Rice, breaded pork chop, vegetable kare-kare at rice, at 89 pesos lang yan sa Goldilocks Sarap Pinoy Meals. Dingdong Dantes po, sa gutom na totoo, ito ang kaing totoo.
Sanmig Strong Ice and Sports 5 present BXE 31. Fast rising Filipino MMA star Chris Hamble, the Slugger Bigby Blumen, takes on BXE Bantamweight champion Justin the Shocker Cruz for the BXE Bantamweight title live at the Inara Sports Arena, Capitolio, Pasig City on July 14, 7 p.m. Or catch it via satellite at 9 p.m. on Active on IPC 13. BXE 31. The exciting action. Tickets available at SM Tickets 470-2222 or Ticket World 891-9999.
Anong nangyari?
Tumawag si Joey kay Bea.
Tapos?
Binagsakan ni Bea si Joey.
Tapos?
Nag-text si Joey ng sorry.
Tapos?
Eh di tapos. Tapos na sila.
Ha? Huh?
Di umabot text ni Joey eh. Bitin sa load.
Ano?
Di sana tapos ang love story kung di bitin ang load. Magsan, 10 pesong call and text combo. Ngayon, mas pinalakas at pinabing diba. With 40 texts to other networks. May 10 minutes sun calls at 40 sun texts. 10 pesos lang. Valid for one day.
Kumpletong load?
Buong kwento.
Text CTC 10 to 247. Per DTI NCR permit number 9635, series of 2011. Promo extended until July 15, 2012. Is approved by DTI NCR. See Predance for more details.
Fresh, cool breeze. This feels so bright.
You can't help but feel the cooling action from PH Care Cool Wind Feminine Wash.
Gotta love the coolness so fine.
Refreshing you with active cool. PH Care Cool Wind brings you cool, clean, and sexy freshness every day.
Fresh. This feels so right.
Get the breeze going. Get your PH Care Cool Wind now.
Gate Bridge, the Sydney Opera House, the Great Wall of China, the Taj Mahal. Traveling the world? That's priceless. Use your MasterCard and get a chance to win 1 million Mabuhay miles with every $50 spent when traveling abroad or shopping online. Promotion period is from May 1st to August 31st, 2012. Visit MasterCard.com/SEA for details today. Terms and conditions apply. That's MasterCard. That's priceless. Per DTI NCR permit 3194 series of 2012.
You shall be made in my likeness. 2 45-gram beef patties. 2 slices of American cheese. 4 strips of bacon. All on a Kaiser bun.
Well, if you like Wendy's Baconator, try the new Wendy's Son of Baconator. It's the son you'll surely love.
So, who's your daddy?
Sanmig Strong Ice and Sports 5 present BXC 31. Fast rising Filipino MMA star Chris Hamble, the Slugger Bigby Blumen, takes on BXC Bantamweight champion Justin the Shocker Cruz for the BXC Bantamweight title live at the Inara Sports Arena, Capitolio, Pasig City on July 14, 7 p.m. Or catch it via satellite at 9 p.m. on Active on IPC 13. BXC 31.
The exciting action. Tickets available at SM Tickets 470-2222 or Ticket World 891-9999.
Ngayon, kumpleto na ang linggo mo with just one load. Introducing the new SunCall and Text Combo 50. My 200 texts to all networks, 200 sun texts, and 70 minutes of sun calls. 50 pesos lang, valid for 5 days na. 10 pesos per day lang. Ano pang hinihintay mo? Kumpletuhin ang chika. Mag-load na ng call and text combo 50 ngayon. To enjoy SunCall and Text Combo 50, simply text CTC 50 to 247. Promo runs until September 30, 2012. Pre-DTI NCR permit number 5434 series of 2012.
Good times in the morning.
Good times.
Live in New York. Mo Twister with Susie and Mia in the Philippines.
Yeah.
25 on this Tuesday morning, the good life. Reading an article now, North Korea making it a better life now for the, some of the people that live there. Did you read this, Tin?
No.
The North Korean government now is going to allow, talk about awesome, they're going to start allowing women to wear pants, earrings, and now the previously banned food like pizza, french fries, and burger. Starting to be available in North Korea.
Okay, why? What's all this about?
Wow. They want a better image.
So not even, you know, they want...
Just imagine what kind of life that is over there where they're like, hey, listen, everyone, I'm the president. I just want to announce everybody that you guys can start eating pizza now. I know it's taken us 55 years. Listen, I gotcha. No, listen, man. But keep it with just pepperoni and cheese. Don't get all too aggressive with the olives and all of that stuff. Pepperoni and cheese, maybe a little, salt, mushroom, fine.
But no anchovies ever.
I'll kill you.
It's too exciting.
Yeah. That was girls, but the family earrings. Salang, ha? Pero boys, I've got your ear off. I mean, man.
Yeah.
Pizza. That's it.
We're laughing about it.
They don't have pizza. It's banned. French fries, sweet baby Jesus! All right, welcome back to the show. That's people in North Korea. We gotta get to. Oh man, hopefully we can get our show in North. Again, I had a caller once on my podcast, call from the border of North Korea and China. That was really one of the great moments of my life in terms of like broadcasting. Yeah, that was really cool on the podcast though, and it was awesome, man. Good stuff. All right, anyway, you got some announcements before we push forward.
Thank you very much, Hill Science Diet. Thank you, Forever 21, Mega Mall Makati North at Cebu, and soon to open in SM Mall of Asia. That's happening this month, July 26th, Velt Wellness Center in Eastwood City, and Diana Selder. Thank you very much to Fog City Creamery, Leg Love Stockings and Gold Toe Socks, SM Accessories, thank you so much. And also, don't forget, the Super Sale Bazaar is happening July 13 to 15 at the World Trade Center. Empire Fanboy is going to be there. And if you are a big NBA 2K12 fan, we shall be having a tournament there, and the prize is $50,000. If you want to enter, just
holy
email
empire.2011@yahoo.com.
So I will see you guys there. I will.
What are the settings, though?
Default.
What are the settings? Because that's always a big thing. Default. Yeah. Meaning how many minutes per quarter?
It's. I think it's at five or eight. I'm not sure.
That's
I think it's eight.
Should be 8 to 10.
I
mean, because if you
want
a realistic thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, when I play my NBA 2K12 and stuff, I always try to keep it as simulation as possible, meaning like Kobe's not going to score 75 points.
Yeah.
Right. Like, as there's some guys out there that are like, pare, man, si 2K12, pare, si Kobe nag 140 points. It's like, oh, man, you don't want to play that way. You gotta balance it out, you know. Make sure that Fisher gets his three or four points or whatever.
If default, it's good enough. Or should we tweak it a bit?
No. Because under default settings, your end of first quarter score, if you're a simulation style of player, 5 minutes is going to be 13 to 11, 13 to 9. You know, at the end of the first. So at the end of the game, it's going to be 40 to 37. You know, and you don't want that. You want a full simulation. 12 minutes. Call some plays. Take your time out. Use the 24-second clock. And I do 12 minutes on it, 2K12. I really do. Because I try my best to keep it simulation.
But this is a tournament.
I really do. And
no,
use your shot clock. 10, and that's my final offer. 10 to a third, the whole time up and down the floor, really, just to get a simulation style at the end score.
I'll talk to the board about it.
Where Duran can go 31, 32, 8 and 7 or whatever the hell he usually does. All right. Anyway, back on the show here. 631-0899 is our phone number. 1-800-10-KILLER if you just tuned in. It is 8:30, so it means we have half an hour left to talk to you guys. Tomorrow, we're going to have Mocha on the program. We're going to do another round of strip trivia, strip spelling bee, strip whatever. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And hopefully you guys can join us via Ustream as well if you want to see the two girls getting all sexy. Hey.
I wonder what shoes I'll wear tomorrow. Thank you to Trip Shop, by the way. And don't forget, every 23rd of the month, we are hooking you guys up with a pair of Jordans. Thank you, Chip.
Oh, that's right, on the show.
Yeah, we forgot. Yeah.
All right.
Exciting. Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. I came across two surveys. This is no big deal. I'm just going to throw it out there. Recent survey conducted by an online dating site say that 75% of women would not go on a date with an unemployed man.
Ooh.
75% of women would not. Like, if you don't have a job, we're not going out. And does that sound gold digger to you, or it's just it goes beyond that? It's not just the money; it's more like it shows a lot about you, your character.
Yeah, exactly. It shows a lot about a person's personality. About it's not just that you can't provide for me; it's that you have no desire to even provide for yourself.
You have no life.
Yeah,
that's right.
Unless you have a good excuse,
like you're an artist.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm an artist, man. Can't lock down by the man's prison bars, man. Gotta be, chunky man. Would you date a guy who was unemployed?
No, probably
you are
not.
Currently dating a guy
that's
unemployed. That's right. He's got a job? Does he have a job?
Several. Yeah, he has, businesses.
Okay. That's another... Oh, that's scary. Several jobs. Mm. And he's like, why can't he just take the one career, huh? He's going to just suicide that too much on the side. That's not good.
Yes. Okay, never mind. Why am I talking about this? I would not.
All right.
Because, like I said, I could provide for myself, so it's not that. It's really more like, why don't you want to find a job,
So if he doesn't have a career, yeah, you would think, Jason Kidd doesn't have a career, and you seem to like him.
Excuse me, how dare you? It is my birthday month.
That's right. So, a whole month we have to be nice to you.
Yes.
Sweet Jesus. Another study here. Okay, so that's the girls. Girls would not go out with an unemployed man. I see that. 631-0899, by the way, for you females out there who have dated or are currently dating the unemployed.
Which is Madaya, because men would not think twice about, going after a girl who isn't employed.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have to have a job, just as long as you have a nice cup size, you're not ugly, we're going to be okay. Related to that, here's another study. This is coming out of University of St. Andrews in Scotland. They found that men are more willing to pay for a date if you're pretty. Like, it depends on how you look, whether how much we're going to contribute in treating you.
So if you're not super pretty, that's kung pangit ka, libre mo ako, ganun.
Oh, kung pangit ka, we're going to all pay for each other. Maybe you can even chip in more for the tip. But if you're pretty...
That's so mean.
If you're pretty, it's free. And then... But it also, in the study, works in reverse. The more attractive a man is, the more handsome I am, the more you expect me to pay for you.
Oh.
Which is odd.
Not really.
Weird, no.
Because you think that...
Why? Just because I'm good looking? Now you think that I have to pay for you because I'm good looking?
No.
Like I'm supposed to do you a favor because I'm handsome?
Maybe. Maybe it's more likely that you have money to pay for it.
Because I'm handsome?
You know, people think. People are stupid.
It's backwards. The more handsome you are, the likeliness you don't have enough
maybe
money.
Because
you just spend most of your time porking and not really working.
Or maybe because you're guapo, you're very hireable.
I hate how this world works, no? Yeah. It really does. Really, yeah. it's this world works so crappy. It breaks my heart every time I think about how stupid these little studies and how true they are, though. It makes me feel sad. All right, here we go. This is what I want. This is our topic. I want to ask you guys for your calls here at 631-0899. Unrelated, okay? When you're having a conversation and with an individual and they talk too much, and you could be on the MRT right now on your way and there's a person that talks way too much, or you're at work and they just chat, and there are people like that. And I don't know if you're like that, Susie, but I certainly am not the type of person to engage in conversation for a long time. What do you use, though, when you're stuck with someone who talks so much? What do you do to use it as an excuse to get out of that conversation?
I know what your
That's
excuse
what I want
is.
To, your escape plan. What's, my, what's my excuse?
Oh, oh, Kenito, we're running out of time, but I mean...
It's 8:34. We only got 2 minutes left, buddy. So can you tell me more? Okay, right. No, it depends though. Like when it's a caller, we're rude. When it's someone else that you respect,
yeah, like
you it's different. You have to come up with an excuse. What is your excuse? Or if you're a doctor, do you get a text and go, "I'm sorry, listen, I have a call from the hospital right now, and I gotta take this real quick."
Yeah, pretend texts are good. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, but if you're a doctor, okay, that works well if you're a doctor. But if you're not a doctor, what are some of your escape plans from a very long conversation? 631-0899, give us a call.
For my mom or my dad. Always.
Like, okay, let's pretend.
Oh, what do
you,
dad?
Okay,
oh,
you're oh, there, I'm talking to you.
And ang daldal mo na sobra. Tapos I go.
But a pretend text, your phone has to go off, though.
No, it's in my bag and I check it frequently. Naka-silent. Oh, I check it.
So really, you and I are talking. You would actually pull out your phone and go, "Sorry mo, excuse me lang, yung tatay ko
na." I wouldn't even say excuse me. You're annoying eh. So I just check it.
No. But what if it's someone like me? Like you have to not have to respect, but you know, it's not just someone that.
Oh,
say,
yeah.
Like I said with the callers. With the callers, we can go, "Thanks for the call. Goodbye. Get out.
Yeah.
You're boring."
Yeah.
But with a person you kind of like, or a person that you're supposed
like a coworker,
to like, or
yeah,
coworker, whatever, you can't be rude.
Yeah.
So what do? And that's what I want to ask you guys. You can also call us at 1-800-10-KILLABREE. What is your escape plan from conversations that you don't want to have anymore with people?
Oh,
if you're a doctor, like I said, fine. Say you have to leave as soon as possible because you have an important phone call, someone's sick. But what if you're not a doctor? What else are the other stuff you're
doing? I actually like, really need to pee. And then while you're in the bathroom, that's when you check your phone and your dad needs you to go home.
That's way too much. Because then you'd have to leave the actual place. What if you just don't want to talk to that individual anymore? You can't be at work and go, "My dad wants me to go home. I'm sorry, guys. It's not going to work."
Or just leave the conversation. You say, "Okay, you know what? I'm sorry. I really need to be. I'll be right back." And then hopefully when you return, may iba ng tao or napalitan ng topic.
What if you're at a party? Megan, to me, I find like this is the most difficult decision when you're at a party because there's no work that you have to look at. Like, you know, I'm usually stuck with the person until they quit because I don't have that part of me that can, like on the radio, fine, I can all tell you, "Hey guys, hang up now, you're boring." But in person, if you ever meet me in person, I'm not the type of individual who can go, "I'm just going to go talk to my friends over there. I can't do that. I'm going to be stuck with you until you stop." And that's when I say, and I've used this before on the show, I've said, that's when you incorporate Jesus into the conversation. That's when I start going, "Hey, let me tell you about Jesus Christ, my personal savior." You know, and that always usually kind of breaks up a conversation. All right, let's go to the phones here. 631-0899. What's your escape plan?
Good morning, James. James? James is gone. Hello, Paolo.
Hi,
Paolo. What's up?
Yes, my excuse, especially if I'm on a long trip or just on my way home with my friends. What if they talk a lot? What the hell about if they're talking about themselves? What if they're supposed to?
Makakilug ako nyari.
If
it's a long drive, like a road trip to Baguio, that's okay. But if it's like Makati to BS,
how often does
that
happen, though? Yeah, you can't just stop and fall asleep in a party. Like, it has to be perfect where you're in a road where you're on a road trip. But not all of us, most of the time, are on road trips. What do you do when you're standing next to that person in an event?
I call this theory. It's the lucky ibon theory.
Okay.
Expand.
It's like a vibration. What more brings you brought up? Jesus thing.
Yeah.
Like, it has a topic out of nowhere. I was, like, standing there.
Sobrang boring.
Talking. This is, nakiibon. It's not like that. Just look at that. Then, just make yourself startling.
Tapos, alis ka na?
No, then, talking. Then, if they notice, and say, and then, after that, you just leave, and then you get
I think we're gonna have to use it on him right now, actually. All right, buddy. We're running out of time, man. But okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, for the call. Appreciate it, Paul.
Let's talk to Mark. Hi, Mark.
Okay, hold on, Mark. Well, Mark, get that background music noise, whatever the hell that is. Please turn that off before you get back on air. But for example, when I talk about my Jesus thing, right? Mm-hmm. I'm the kind of guy who would still stand there and listen to it and pretend I'm interested. I don't have that escape plan.
Then. I think we're just Mark. Polite. Mark, hi. Mark? Mark? Mark says fake call. Oh, yeah, call.
Mark?
No, Mark is gone. Fake call, yes. I do that. Oh, hold on, hold on.
You really have to take a fake phone call?
Yeah.
Doesn't your phone have to ring, though?
What if it's on silent? It's in your bag. Okay, but come here. It's in your bag. No, you can't see it. Oh, my God, I have to take this. And you won't see it.
I will look.
What?
No, not that I don't look at who's calling you, but you can't just act that out. I mean, I would see it going off even if it's on silent. There's a light that's on and off.
If it's in your bag, then the person who you want to avoid won't be able
okay,
to see
fine,
it.
Okay, fine, fine. Okay, fine. You're going to go on the phone. You're going to take it. And then you have to come back.
And then sana, napalitan na
topic. Because it would be rude if you didn't.
Or sana, there's someone else who... Alam mo naman, you'll sit there alone. What if it's like a 3 to 5 minute call? And if you're such a, you know, a talker, then you cannot shut up for 3 to 5 minutes. You'll look for someone else to talk to.
Fair enough. Just saying. All right.
There's apparently an application. There's an app for this. Hello, Neil?
For fake calls?
Yeah, Neil?
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Tell us more.
Yes, there's an iPhone app application that's named Fake a Call that you would set the phone into a timer, for example, in 3 or 5 minutes. It would go ring.
This is genius. Yeah. Is it a paid app?
Does it say who's calling? Does it say, because it should say there so you can show the person too. You know, the phone's ringing and it says something like, yeah,
boss.
Senator Jingoy. And then you go, sorry, it's tumatawag si Senator. No? I have to go. This is a very important phone call. Yeah, and then,
and then the other
Susie, you really slipped up there, dear.
And then
do not be surprised if you're fired from the show and suspended or even salvaged by tomorrow.
Can you shut up?
That was clear.
Please.
I didn't say that. It was Kim Gamboa who lives... What's your address?
Shut up!
Christine Gamboa?
I know your address.
He said, who made some reference to Uma.
What?
That was not
Neil.
Even, wow.
And Mo's volume is down.
That was amazing.
Shut up! Ooh. Neil?
Woohoo! Yeah,
are you still there? Ooh. Apparently I'm still here too.
Wow. I'm tweeting this.
No, you're not.
Thanks, Neil.
Thanks, Neil.
I'm going to make sure that Uma gets that message. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Awkward.
We need a break.
You're in trouble. We do need a break. You're dead.
Literally.
Dead. Murder, death, kill.
Break now.
That's what's you.
Break.
Dead is dead. You can be.
What if I told you there's a phone so intelligent, it maintains a bright display when you're surfing or reading an ebook, and goes to sleep mode when you doze off? Too good? Yes, but it's true. The new Samsung Galaxy S3 with SmartStay. Get it free at Smart's Only Data Plan 2000 with enough calls and texts to all networks. Because a phone this intelligent deserves to be with a network that's smart. Smart. Live more. Call 887 with a smart number or 848-8877 with a landline for more details. Promo runs till August 31, 2012. Per DTI NCR permit number 4762, series of 2012.
You shall be made in my likeness. 2 45 gram beef patties. 2 slices of American cheese. 4 strips of bacon. All on a Kaiser bun.
Well, if you like Wendy's Baconator, try the new Wendy's Son of Baconator. It's the son you'll surely love.
So, who's your daddy?
You know, it's true what they say. The best things in life are free.
Like
friends.
Like
photos.
Like
sharing.
Like
updates. Now you'll like Facebook even more on any Java phone because it's free with Smart. Send FB to 211 to download the Java app. Like me?
Like.
Free with Smart, only until July 8th. Log on now. Smart. Live more.
per DTI NCR permit number 3532, series of 2012.
Claire, can you help me sweep?
Allergic ako sa alikabok eh.
Sige, hawak na lang muna si Lily.
Allergic rin ako sa dog mo eh.
Ay nako, allergic na rin ako sa iyo.
Ngayon, hindi na kailangan ni Dayla ng allergies with fast-acting Claritin. One tablet helps provide non-drowsy whole-day relief from your worst allergy symptoms.
Claire, let's karaoke.
Can't.
Allergic ka?
Oo, sa pagkanta mo.
Ay, ganun.
Basta allergies. Klarong-klaro, Claritin. Loratadine is the generic name of Claritin. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Log and forward.
Post retweet.
Comment share.
Tag delete.
Search refresh.
Log and send.
Quote link.
Report resend.
Follow, pin, share, subscribe, block,
boop, tag, reply,
invite, decline, check in, check out, reblog,
get cash, update,
log out. Dependable connection.
They're never apart.
High speed internet.
From Smart.
Smart. Live more.
Pamilya ko,
sobrang close.
Si Kuya, di matiis na di ako makita.
Labas na, paggamit ng banyo.
Si Ate, sobrang mapagbigay.
Oh, pakilaban na rin to.
At si Mommy, laging nasa tabi ko.
Anak, uso kayong mag-asawa, wala na akong mahigaan.
Sana, habang buhay kaming ganito.
Hoy, bumukod ka na. Simple lang sa PS Bank Home Loan. In 5 days or less, may approval na via SMS. Abot kaya pa. The best, diba? PS Bank. Visit www.psbank.com.ph. Terms and conditions apply. A proud member of BankNet.
Question. Ano ang top 3 reasons but di maka-text back?
Number 1, busy na sa meeting. Number 2, nahulog ang phone sa toilet. Number 3, walang load.
Now, the reason ang walang load for not texting back. With Smart's SOS All Net, sure ang reply mo dahil makaka-text ka to all networks kahit zero load ka. Just dial *7572 and get 5 All Net SMS. Valid pa for 1 day. 5 pesos will be automatically deducted on your next top-up. Smart SOS AllNet. Dial *7572 for smart prepaid subscribers only.
Welcome to the Potato Inventions Fair, the first entry.
Here's my potato alarm clock.
Okay, nothing new. Second entry.
This is my potato radio.
That's it. And the third.
Hindi po ako contestant eh.
Then what are you holding?
Jollibee Criscut Fries. They're real potatoes cut into Criscut shapes. See? Sarap ng pagka-crispy. Available in zesty cheese and savory barbecue flavors.
And the winner, new Jollibee Criscut Fries. A different kind of crisp.
Try the deliciously different crisp of the new Jollibee Criscut Fries in zesty cheese and savory barbecue.
Carmina and family for Enervon.
Sa work todo, sa house todo, ako pagka magkasakit ako. Energy, Energard. School todo, sa sports todo, ako baka magkasakit ako. Energy, Energard.
Kapatodo namin, pagkasakit ang balik. Kaya I take Enervon. And for my kids, Enervon Syrup. May Energy, give todo energy. Energard, guards against the kid.
Energy, Energard.
For my kids, Energon Zero. May Energive, Energard. Para kahit itodo nilang school, sports, at family time, di sila magkakasakit. Energon Zero. Multivitamins is the generic name of Energon Zero for kids.
Gaano karami ang mararating ng isang full tank? Bahay, traffic, school, office, traffic, bahay, mall, sine, grocery.
Pag naka-petrol, extra unleaded every day. May extra additives para extra efficient at extra clean ang makina. May extra mileage, kaya extra tipid at maraming mararating sa extra special weekends.
Toy store, lolo't lola, amusement park, highway, beach.
Petrol extra unleaded. Go the extra miles. Drive safely.
My boyfriend is the sweetest. He texts me all the time. He calls when he misses me. And when he's surfing on his laptop, he emails me funny videos and chats with me on Facebook. He's an angel.
Truth is, he's just subscribed to My Ultimate Super Plan. The ultimate in connectivity. A Glo postpaid line and a Tattoo broadband plan in one. Big savings. As much as 8,000 pesos off all in one bill.
I love him.
My Ultimate Super Plan. Only from Globe and Tattoo postpaid. Call 730-1010. Visit any Globe store or log on to www.tattoo.globe.com.ph.
Print,
print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print, print
photos to projects big and small. Print scan copy with a Canon PIXMA ink-efficient E500 printer. Get 1,200 prints in one set of cartridges, HD movie print software, and a million possibilities for only 3,995 pesos SRP. Canon PIXMA gives you more ways to stand out.
More.
Canon, delighting you always. Get a free SP watch with every purchase of the Canon PIXMA ink-efficient E500 or E600 Plus ink. Promo is from May 1 to August 30, 2012. For DTI NCR permit number 2503 series of 2012. Log on to canon.com.
Last wakeboard session, I thought I was gonna slip.
Wow, I ended up doing an awesome flip.
Finally, coach gave me a spot. Ang galing. I made the winning shot.
Open up to everyday surprises with Oishi. Oh so smart, oh so amazing, oh so yummy.
I had fiber and fruit last night. Fiber in a refreshing drink feels so light.
Oishi.
Oh wow.
Oishi.com.ph. Get 5 grams of fiber in every 350 ml bottle of Oishi Fiber and Fruit with three delicious flavors, peach, apple, and grape. Oishi. Oh wow.
Fresh, cool Reese's feels so right.
You can't help but feel the cooling action from PH Care Cool Wind Feminine Wash.
Gotta love the coolness so fine.
Refreshing you with active cool. PH Care Cool Wind brings you cool, clean, and sexy freshness every day.
Fresh, this feels so right.
Get the breeze going. Get your PH Care Cool Wind now.
Get your super bass pumping for the biggest concert this year from Globe and BlackBerry. Nicki Minaj live in Manila. Free? Yes! Get a free concert ticket with your free BlackBerry Curve 9220. Our biggest freebies ever from Globe My Superplan 499. Get only BBM, music sharing, and 499 pesos consumable only from Globe. Number one in postpaid. Call 730-1010 now. Add 99 pesos for only BBM. Promo extended to July 1, 2012. See flyers for details. Per DTI NCR permit number 4720 series of 2012.
Ang momon, pag dinagdagan ng butter,
mas yummy!
Pag dinagdagan ng dalawang libre,
uy, mas sulit!
Red Ribbon Butter Momon Value Pack. Buy 8, get 2 free. Dagdag sulit! Red Ribbon Butter Momon Value Pack. Buy 8, get 2 free. Bili na!
Good times in the morning. Live in New York, Twister, with Susie and Mia in the Philippines.
Welcome back to the show. It's 8:51?
Yes. Are you shocked, exaggerated, DJ?
It's 8:51. Got another rake left. Right.
Yeah, we had a lot of commercials, and we've had a lot of commercials these past couple weeks, so we want to thank all the sponsors who believe in our program and the listeners who have the patience to stick it through some of the ads. I know it's tough sometimes, but hey, listen, you know, it's give and take. We give you a show, you support our sponsors, and everything works out well. So thank you both.
Speaking of sponsors, thank you very much to Meister Watches, Enzo Therapia, Just Cavalli Eyewear, D-Squared 2 Eyewear, and Roberto Cavalli Eyewear. Thank you very much to K-Swiss. Thank you to Outback Steakhouse. Check them out in Libis, Makati and Alabang. Thank you to Burgundy Collection. SM Accessories, thank you very, very, very much. Nail It Nail Salon, Labor Waxing Salon, and thank you once again to Hair Shaft, third floor in Podium. Ask for Migs. He is awesome. It's 8:52. Good morning.
Oh, man. All right. Anyway, 631-0899 is our phone number, 1-800-10-KILLER-B. My name is Mo. That there is Susie.
Hi.
Tomorrow on the show, we will have Mocha for another round of Wednesday nudity. We will find out who gets to wear one piece of clothing left. That's how the game ends, by the way. It's not like you guys are both winning and we only stop when, you know, there's correct. There's so many correct answers. Sorry, the delay is getting to me here. The winner is only announced or decided upon once someone is left with one piece of clothing. And last week it was Mocha down to her bra. I think she took out her underwear, right?
Yeah.
She just left her bra on. She took out her underwear.
And then she made Sabit her panty on the mic. Gotta love Mocha.
And then Susie here was down to her zebra panty, which is a very nationally popular zebra panty, and no bra, and a shirt only.
Yeah,
so we
very
will
thin
wear.
White shirt.
Should we go? Should we do this thing where it has to be shirt before bra? Like you can't just take out things underneath but leave stuff over.
No,
it.
this is a stupid rule.
It's kind of not fair.
Why is it not fair?
Because you're taking out your bra first before your shirt.
So.
Okay, if you want to keep your shirt on, it has to be white, and we get to throw water on it.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Okay, so tomorrow, if your bra is gone and you have a shirt left, the deal is then we can throw water on your shirt.
Yeah.
Yes, game, dude. Plus your leopard print tee bag. You're a great DJ. That's what I like about you. You're gonna last on the show. All right. Listen, we gotta go in a little while, and it's sad because we just came back from a commercial break. So let me throw out a short topic here. I was trying to line up some, I guess, trivia questions for the game that we're going to play tomorrow. And one of the things I wanted to put up are great Filipinos. Like, name great Filipinos. But I think it would be too broad because it might be relative to how you feel a certain Filipino in history is great. So I was like, never mind. I'll throw that trivia question away for tomorrow. And now I probably want to talk about it now. What's the pecking order of great Filipinos? Like, if I gave you... Give me the top 10 greatest Filipinos of all time. Who's on that
list? The heroes, like the martyrs.
Is it always number one?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, think about it now. Like, yes, Rizal is supposed to be, you know, the top dog and all that stuff, right? When it comes to national heroes, as they say. But including the modern day Filipinos, the great ones, put it all together in the history of our country. What's the pecking order of the greatest Filipinos who've ever lived? What is it now? Including all the new ones. And I don't want to say, like, obviously the historical ones always carry a little bit more weight because they're historical, they've got statues and parks and all that stuff named after them. But I'm sure there are a lot of great current ones or great modern day ones as well that may not make the top three because they're more recent, but maybe should because... Right, like your Efren CNN.
Yes.
Which we don't even know his name. Just call him Efren CNN.
Then you're Florida, okay? Okay.
The guy in Germany.
Arnell Journey.
Arnell Journey. No, but really, like, say I gave you top five, and you can call him and throw in your top five, your 631-0899. Top five greatest Filipinos of all time.
I would go Rizal 1, Paren, and then Ninoy is at 2. That's mine.
Strong. Is he your favorite president of all time?
Ninoy?
He's got a nice 500. Yeah, that 500 is a beautiful thing, though. Oh, he was our president.
He's
your president. Yeah, that's right. Sorry. Is he your top, I guess, presidentiable of all time? Like, top? I've always liked Magsaysay, but just all these are things that's reading in books, you know?
When is Mia? I know we were not alive for this. When was he, Magsaysay? I was not alive for him.
I think prior, right? I think it was
before Marcos.
I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. It's stuck in Chelsea.
Yummy. Let's give it to the people.
History.
Chelsea.
Yeah, there you
just
go.
Called Nokino president.
This is just a satisfied.
What do you want me to do?
So is
Grace. Not really, because he has a son who looks just like him.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. I was just listening to the topic, and I'm thinking if you were referring to one or a single Filipino for that matter, but I would say if we are talking about a group of people to be taken as heroes, I think the number one on my list would be the OFW because they are really
Sure. That's the sentimental answer, slightly cheesy answer, but we can't put a singular guy there, maybe on the face of a bill or something like that. I'm talking about in the history books when you go pecking order, meaning the pyramid of the best of the best. I completely agree with you. I completely agree with you that we should all absolutely honor the OFWs, but we should honor them like other countries honor their soldiers. You know how like the Americans are very big on soldiers, like, oh, the soldiers, you know, the heroes or firemen and policemen. We should look at the OFWs because they single-handedly like keep our economy like from collapsing just because of, they're true modern-day heroes. But you can't really pick one guy or one girl. If we were going to give, like, statues and stuff like that to the top five right now, who would it be?
Okay, this is the person that comes to mind.
Okay.
Go.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good day. Yeah, bye-bye.
Oh, okay. I think you got cut off, dear, before your answer.
Okay.
Whatever.
She's gone now. Cynthia. Call takers, can I take Cynthia? Thank you very much. Hey, thank you to our call takers, by the way. They're here every single morning doing a great job. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
Hi. Who's yours, love?
Yes. Well, my number one would be Marcos. Ferdinand Marcos.
That is controversial.
Extremely.
I'm not saying he's a bad dude. No. That's a really tough... tough one to say number one Filipino of all time. I'm intrigued. Why you would say that?
Well, because I think that if he remained to be the president, or if nothing bad happened, with you know, I think the Philippines will be a much better place now.
He did wonders for the economy.
Now,
yes.
I know his son, and he seems to do a very good job in government. But when the rest of the world, like reputable magazines, news agencies, stuff like that, refer to him as dictator, sometimes you'll hear the word tyrant and all of that stuff. You just kind of brush that up and say, "Meh." So what? Yeah, his wife had a ton of shoes. So yeah, so what? There's a martial law and all that stuff. He's still the greatest Filipino that's ever lived.
Well, yeah, for me, yes. If it depends on the opinion of the person who's.
Yes, totally. That's why we're not mad at you. You're totally entitled to that.
All right, baby. Thanks for the call. Who's their number two, if I may ask?
Who's your number two, by the way?
If you're, if you're number one. If,
yes.
I was only thinking about Marcus.
How old are you, Cynthia?
I'm 28.
Ooh, really am.
Nice. All right, baby. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was strange, yeah? She didn't even have a number two.
I mean, I'd see him. I'd see if people would put him in the top 10, but number one of all time is a little of a stretch. Yes, I mean, in my opinion, I thought that. Yeah,
he has to be in the top 10 because of, you know, the great things he did for the country's economy. But how about all the bad things he did? Okay,
at the time, yeah, but right. I mean, you have to weigh all of it. All right, any more or we're done? We gotta take a break.
Oh, we got one more
call. We gotta take a break.
Yeah, we gotta take a break.
Quickly, go.
John, call takers, can I put John on, please? Someone says Miriam. Definitely. Top 10 for sure.
And the third one is Dado Banana.
Hold on. Miriam is like top politicians of the current time. You know, to say pecking order of the greatest Filipinos ever, you're going to put Miriam
She's so smart.
Number one. She is great. We all love her. But I mean, really, you go through the history. Really? You'd put her at the top three?
So you think she has.
Of all time.
Like made a significant contribution to history.
I'm not saying that. You're saying that. I'm just saying that you, if you go through the list of all that have lived, you're going to put her on number one?
I didn't say number one. Greatest ever? I said top 10, definitely. I never said number one.
No, the other guy was saying number one. All right, fair enough. Let's put him on. John,
go ahead. Who's number one, John?
Hi. My number one on the list, of course, I'm biased. Jose Rizal.
Okay, why are you biased?
Sure.
National hero, of course.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And number two is Marcos.
I would say that he would be number one most of the time.
Number two is
Marcos. Wow, another one. Hey, okay.
Ferdinand Marcos. And then I guess number three for me is Dato Banatao, the Silicon Valley millionaire.
Oh.
Of all time, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Because
I was going to put Ben Chan at number three, and that's where I was going. But then, you know, you went in with that
over
guy.
Over Joel Cruz? He has a mountain.
A little bit over Joel Cruz. However, Ricky Reyes on top of both. That's what I was
I'm sure. You guys just, don't doubt that.
You guys just throw in this. You guys just throw in this whole series.
No, oh, oh, on my top 10 list.
But then who was on top of Ricky Reyes?
Sorry.
There's a picture in my head. I just need to get it out. Thank you very much, John, for the call.
Thanks for the call.
Bye. Hey, who's Squeedrums' boyfriend? You never told me.
I didn't know he was gay. What are you talking about? That's slanderous of you to say. How dare you? I didn't say it. You said it.
You're so horrible.
You're putting words in my mouth. You're in trouble. First, the whole senator thing. How this works.
The whole senator thing.
Taking a break.
Like the
back
poop
after
thing?
This. Wrapping it up. Okay. Don't go away.
My brother had something in his pocket. Surprise, ako! He gave me my dream gadget!
I thought no one would like my falsetto, but wow! The judges gave me a standing O! Open up to everyday surprises with Oishi. Oh so smart, oh so amazing, oh so yummy.
I finished a pack of potato fries, and I was like, baked french fries? What a surprise!
Oishi, oh wow! Oishi.com.ph.
Noon, when you go online,
always in a hurry!
Pero ngayon,
always on Twitter, always on chat, always on Facebook.
Like because for less than 10 pesos a day, pwede ka na magpa-check-check ng online life mo anytime you want with Smart Broadband. Always on 299.
Always online.
Text on space 299 to 2200. Go online and be social and enjoy 300 MB of data for 30 days. Visit store.smart.com.ph for more info.
Fresh, cool breeze, this feels so bright.
You can't help but feel the cooling action from PH Care Cool Wind Feminine Wash.
But I love the coolness so fine.
Refreshing you with active cool. PH Care Cool Wind brings you cool, clean, and sexy freshness every day.
Fresh, cool breeze, this feels so right.
Get the breeze going. Get your PH Care Cool Wind now.
Welcome to the Potato Inventions Fair, the first entry.
Here's my potato alarm clock.
Okay, nothing new. Second entry?
This is my potato radio.
That's it. And the third?
Hindi po ako contestante.
Then what are you holding?
Jollibee Criscut fries. They're real potatoes cut into Criscut shapes. See? Sarap ng pagka-crispy. Available in zesty cheese and savory barbecue flavors.
And the winner, new Jollibee Criscut fries. A different kind of crisp.
Try the deliciously different crisp of the new Jollibee Criscut fries in zesty cheese and savory barbecue.
Non-stop texts and tweets? Social.
Never-ending posts and likes? Social.
Samsung Galaxy Pocket or Netphone 501? Social.
Hindi lang social. It's social.
Get Unli Text and Unli Social with Unli Social Plan 349. One of the most affordable plans from Smart. Facebook, chat, tweet, and enjoy Unli Social streaming via SmartNet. Comes with a Netphone 501 or a Samsung Galaxy Pocket. So get it now and watch your social life go from zero to Unli.
Call 888 with a smart number or 848-8877 with a landline for more details. Smart. Live more.
Never na akong manalo-nalo sa sports, sa girls, sa contests. Yung marathon, hindi pa nagsastart, sabi nila. Last na ako.
Aww.
Yung crush ko, nawang sagot. Wala pa naman ako tinatanong.
Hey, ay nako, tama na yan. Para Sherwin ka, mag-lunch ka sa Greenwich.
With Greenwich, overloaded lunch meals, instant price deals.
Ang sarap na ng meals mo, Sherwin ka pa with gadgets and more.
Ha? Pusok mo sa lunch, pwede pong mag-MacBook.
Woo! Sherwin!
Greenwich, favorite ng barkada.
Available 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays from June 11 to July 31, 2012 for DTI NCR permit number 3595 series of 2012.
Minsan talaga may mga dyan sa daan. O kaya yung daan mismo yung problema. Pero kahit na ang laking problema at kahit anong kondisyon ng daan, alam ko na hindi ako pababayaan ng husay ng Petron Fuel. Kasi Petron ang may unique world-class additives, accurate volume measurements, at na-check at double-check every step of the way. Talagang mapapagkasagaling ng Petron Fuels. Fuel for everyone from everyone's Petron.
Petron gives you what it takes to get the most out of your drive. Load up on Petron Extra Unleaded and go for the extra miles.
Kahit busy, have all the right moves to stay connected for only 200 pesos. Mag Sun Power Text Unlimited 200 na. For 30 days, enjoy unlimited Sun Texts. Para as you strut in basketball practice, kayang i-text ng classmates about your homework. Enjoy 4-hour Sun Calls. So as you step into your group study, kayang tawagan si mommy so she won't worry. And enjoy 500 texts to other networks. So you get room to the latest news ng lahat ng friends mo. Kaya make your move. Kayang-kaya mong umataw with Sun.
Ang sakit!
Idaan sa bilis ang nakakapangluktot na headache at pain. IV Fluid Medical Advance.
Oh, isa pang mabilis!
Ibuprofen is a generic name of IV Fluid Medical Advance. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Yula Valdez on her ideal skin.
For me, the perfect skin should defy aging.
Jessie Mendiola on her dream skin.
Always blooming. Soft like a baby.
Isa Calzado on the skin that she's always wanted.
Makinis at glowing.
And the secret to getting the skin that I've always wanted?
Myra Holistic Skincare.
It starts by taking in a capsule of Myra 400E to renew damaged cells from the inside. Then applying Myra Facial Moisturizer and lotions to enhance and nourish on the outside.
Wala nang secret. For us, it's the best skincare. Kaya mag Myra Holistic Skincare habit ka na rin.
D-alpha-tocopherol is the generic name of Myra 400E.
I bumped into a cute guy yesterday. This afternoon, he gave me a flower bouquet.
Everyone thought I was geeky. Last night, ako yung life of the party.
Open up to everyday surprises with Oishi. Oh so smart, oh so amazing, oh so yummy.
I opened the pack of Marties. Oh wow, chicharron pala siya made out of veggies.
Oishi, oh wow. Oishi.com.ph.
PH.
The Fat Man!
Mm, tumugtog yung paborito kong banda.
Sarap sana sabayan ang inom. Kaso, mali. Hmm. Sa pa, once a year lang daw sila tumutugtog.
Magkano entrance?
200.
Consumable?
Hindi. May libreng sakit. Medyo mausok sa loob.
Paya? Eh, alam akong lugar. Mura na, rock and roll paggabi-gabi. Saan ka pa?
Saan?
Hatake na ang barkada, papunta sa Tiendasitas. Gabi-gabi ang rock and roll at mura pa ang inuman. Tiendasitas, Pinoy's best for everyday living.
Doon! Rock and roll talaga, mami!
Skipping meals to lose weight? That's a big no-no. Studies show that skipping meals regularly slows down your metabolism, thus making you gain more weight. Don't starve yourself. Satisfy your tummy with a healthy-licious Gardenia High Fiber Wheat Raisin Loaf. A slice a day of Gardenia High Fiber Wheat Raisin Loaf may help in your proper weight management. It has 9 grams of fiber that meets 29% of your daily fiber needs. It's also packed with flavorful, plump, and juicy California raisins that has antioxidants, which may help protect your body against diseases. Eat and be healthy with Gardenia High Fiber Wheat Raisin Loaf.
Ngayon, mas marami ng kakwentuhan with the new SunText Unlimited 300. Text all you want and enjoy more talk time to the three big networks. My 3 hours of Sun calls and 2 hours of calls to Sun, Smart, and Talk and Text. That's 5 longer hours of kwentuhan. Plus, may unlimited SunText kapa and 500 texts to other networks. Sulit for only 300 pesos. Valid for 30 days. To enjoy SunText Unlimited 300, simply text TU300 to 247. You may also avail of SunText Unlimited 300 via SunExpress Load. Promo runs until August 31, 2012. Per DTI NCR, permit number 4174, series of 2012.
Good times in the morning.
Good times.
What?
Show 910 and we are done.
That's right. We will see you guys tomorrow at 6 a.m. I want to thank everyone who listened to our show all around the world on Magic899.fm in Metro Manila, of course, on Magic89.9 in the provinces at Killer Bee. Got a lot of tweets from the people in Killer Bee listening today. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Tomorrow, we will have Mocha back on the show again versus 10. Big time. Game show style. Yeah, let's wrap it up. Boom's up next with Carla, right?
Yeah, that's right. Please do hang out with them all the way till 12 o'clock. It's been fun. Today was a good day.
Yeah, thank you guys again. Thank you, Susie. We'll see you tomorrow with the leopard tea bag.
Nope.
And we'll have the water ready to go. Have a great day, guys.
Bye, guys. Be safe. It's super rainy outside.
Oh,
bye.
That's right. Very rainy outside. Yeah, bye. I can take the